RX 93.1%. TMR. The Morning Rush. The Morning Rush. Your favorite, the award-winning morning show on FM radio. Music, laughs, all the hot tea, and the hilarious top 10. Your hosts, Chico.
Oh, you so legendary. Oh, oh, you so legendary.
Marky.
Yaddy, 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 yaddy,
yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy,
yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy,
yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy,
yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy,
good morning, everyone. Good morning.
It is a Tuesday.
Yeah, hopefully everyone's back at work and ready to take on the rest of the week. It's not as bad today in terms of traffic.
Okay, that's good.
I left extra early just so that I could get here, thinking that the traffic was going to be really bad. But it's, yeah. I mean, I guess it's because I left earlier. But yeah, guys, I hear there are also a lot of, like, accidents.
Oh, okay.
From a few friends.
My mic on?
I think it's on.
It's a different mic.
It's a different...
Hello. There you go. Okay.
Okay. So I was like, why can't I hear you?
Yeah.
There you go.
Good morning.
Good morning. We're back. Okay, sorry. We're just trying to deal with this new board.
Yes, it is.
We have a new setup in the booth. I'm sure you've seen a few photos if you've been online at RX931.
Okay.
Yeah.
So,
and we are now looking at each other face to face.
I know, right? So that's how it works. And yes, we are back. And hopefully you guys are back too. And we've got a top 10 for you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, today it's going to be interesting. Thanking Mike Ferrer, as always. Hashtag quits na tayo. How do things become even in your eyes? For some, it's like quid pro quo. For others, it's like, no, if you start it, I'll give it to you with a little bit of interest.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so let's give you some examples. Quits na tayo. Nilike mo yung bikini pic ng ex mo, edi nagmomol kami ng ex ko. So that you know how it feels like.
Now you know how it feels.
And another example, quits na tayo, sinumbong mo yung sinungaling leave ko kay boss, edi isusumbong ko yung sinungaling OT mo sa misis mo.
Hmm.
One good turn deserves another.
Ano kaya yung OT mo?
Exactly.
Right? What have you been doing after work?
And another example, quits na tayo, binuli mo ko nung grade school, edi huyo ka ngayon sa akin since nag-a-apply ka sa company ko.
Mm.
And they say that happens. It happens more often than you think.
Yeah.
And another example, quits na tayo, in-unfriend mo ko, edi iba-block kita. I literally know people who do this.
I don't see why it's needed to block them.
Yeah.
I mean, maybe there's a chance na nagkamali lang siya. You know, when they were just pressing basically their Instagram and accidentally unfollow you or accidentally unfriend you.
True. Unless may nangyari. You know, like,
unless there was
kayo,
a fight. Yeah,
tapos in-unfriend ka and it's like, unfriend lang. And then let's escalate.
Let's block it. Let's block you.
You're blocked.
From my life.
And one last, quits na tayo. Minahal mo ko ng palihim. Eh, di mamahalin kita ng lantaran.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, yeah.
You know, take it all the way.
Happy for you.
Have you ever done that? Have you ever fallen in love with someone who just, you know, had a crush on you, but you found out that they had a crush on you?
Not really.
Well, I mean, madly, like, deeply.
Not secretly. Like, you know, if ever it happened, it was like pretty cookie cutter. Not secretly. Like, it's more of like, you know, met someone, sparks flew. It was very in your face. Like, it wasn't like, I was secretly in love with you all this time. Because I'm like, yeah. I'm like, come on. Let's go. Your place or mine.
Okay.
That kind of thing. Yeah, but how do you even things up? Tell us all about it. Is it revenge? Is it like, I mean, when do you feel like it's even? When somebody does something to you, when do you feel like, okay, I'm good? Is it a little less? Is it exactly the same? Or is it more? Okay.
Wait. I know it's not What About Us yet, but in your opinion, how do you make things even?
Because I don't think it's ever even. You know, it's very subjective.
Yeah.
Like, for example, you did something to me. Alam namang I'll do exactly the same thing. It's kind of weird. But for me, it's like, then I have a ticket. It could be more, it could be the same, it could be less. But I have a ticket to kind of like, if I do something to you, then you gotta give that to me. Because you already did something to me.
Alam mo kung sinong ganyan.
Sino?
Si Hazel.
No, Hazel does more.
She does more. Diba when we were playing Monopoly Deal?
Yeah.
And then I did something and I grabbed her properties or whatever.
Oh, yes.
Remember? And she was like, okay, I have a vengeance against you, not just for this turn, but for the next three.
The next three turns. Ako naman, it's more of like, you just owe me one.
Yeah.
And it's not like I'm going to do something on purpose. It's more like an investment.
Yeah.
Yeah. So in the future, if I do something to you, unless it's super serious, ha? Pero yung kunyari, ano lang, kunyari, nag-meet up tayo, tapos late ka. So I'm like, okay, then I have one ticket where pag ako'y na-late, hindi ka pwede magalit sa akin.
Mm.
Something like that.
Yeah.
But I'm not going to be purposely late the next time we meet.
Mm.
Like, I don't do it on purpose. It's more like, basta next time that I do something bad to you, you have to let it go.
Because I did something bad to you already before.
Exactly.
So now this is just your way of
parang collecting.
Collecting the debt.
Yeah. And I'm not an intensity measurer kind of thing. Like I said, it doesn't have to be exactly the same. It doesn't have to be more. It doesn't have to be less. It doesn't have to be exactly the same. As long as you return it.
I'm one of those people that doesn't get even fully.
Yeah.
I allow karma to take its toll, but like I push karma towards you.
Yeah. Something like that.
In that wheelhouse.
Yeah. But there, you know, like tell us about you. How do you feel na parang, sige, okay na tayo, quits na tayo. Go ahead and send it to us, x.com/rx931. Please include hashtag The Morning Rush and hashtag Quits Na Tayo in all your posts.
Tea over coffee.
Tea over coffee.
Monster RX 93.1. It is time for some hashtag tea over coffee. We're gonna start with a little local tea because it was April Fool's yesterday, and this takoyaki place, Taragis, decided to post this, you know, basically saying gusto mo ng 100k, kunin mo ang logo ng Taragis, ipatattoo sa noo. Kung sino ang unang makapag-send sa amin, siya ang mananalo ng 100K. Click the photo for more rules. Pero sa ilalim, may nakalagay na
April Fools.
Someone actually went and got his tattoo done on his forehead. Sent it in. And basically, Taragis responded by saying, after that, we received a number of messages claiming that our post was executed, that someone had taken it seriously. Let this serve as a reminder to us all how important reading comprehension is. It's April Fool's Day. Never trust anything or anyone. The same as any other day. Once more, Taragis Takoyaki is not accountable for the events that occurred. Thank you.
I just feel horrible for the man who did it. And the thing is, with April Fool's, I know that for us, like, we know it's April Fool's Day. So we know not to take things seriously when we see stuff online. But you know, it's the Philippines and you have like a whole sector who's probably not aware of what April Fool's Day is.
And that could change his life, that amount of money.
And when you're the one who did the April Fool's where people believed it, you just can't say, and we're not liable for it.
What, does he feel horrible? Like, yeah. I mean,
don't get me wrong, like we did a prank too, but when there's like money involved or like...
Physical like alteration. Yeah, you know?
That's a little...
And a permanent one at that.
Yeah, and you can't just say, eh, ngot ka, and naniwala ka.
I know.
That's why I don't like pranks. Pero gets like... If it's just you, you're like, oh, I'm getting married. Oh, I got engaged. And it's a prank.
Nobody gets hurt. Yeah, no foul.
You know? I mean, like, you know, not to defend what we did. But kunyari tayo, parang, oh, we're retiring or the show is ending. Tayo lang naman yung affected dun. I mean, of course, people can feel sad about it. But it's not like we made somebody do something to themselves.
Something permanent.
Like...
I feel awful for the man.
Yeah.
Obviously,
terrible.
You know, you must be in dire need if you were to, you know, if you would go to that extent.
And like I said, niwalang ang Tagalog version translation ng April Fools. Kasi it's not endemic to us.
Yeah.
We don't have that. We don't have like Abril... Ogag.
Especially for like older people.
Older people. They don't know the concept.
Yeah.
So you can't just say like, ah, wala kami dyan, ha? I mean, hindi kayo marunong magbasa eh. Like, that's kind of like not exactly a great response.
I feel horrible.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're right. I like your suggestion while we were talking about it off the air. Na sana somebody starts like a GoFundMe for the man.
Yeah. Hope you someone know? Does that.
Just to get him his 100K.
Or kahit nga hindi, just something.
Or maybe like a tattoo parlor that, you know, dyes over tattoos that like kind of fixes that forehead.
Like put a tattoo that's the color of his skin?
Yeah, something like that. Like at least pay for that. I don't know how much that costs. Maybe it's like a little bit less than 100K. Who knows?
Okay, so apparently somebody, like there's an account. It's a different like establishment. I'm not sure if it's like a food place. I think it is. Chismosa. Parang hi kuya, they posted. It's not an April Fool's joke, but here's 10K for you. You may not be the brand tattooed on your forehead, but your dedication to win makes you a winner for us. Send us a message with proof that you're the person in the photo with a tattoo on your forehead to get details on how to claim your prize. Congratulations. I hope more brands follow suit.
Yeah,
and sana matagdagan yung...
Kahit individuals.
I hope they help them out.
Shout out to this brand, Chismosa. I think it's like a... What is it? Like a cheese bread?
Yeah.
Mozzarella sticks food stand.
Yeah.
Shout out to them.
Hey, good for them.
And that's not even like those big brand sites. Like one of those.
Yeah.
Those singular kiosks.
Yeah.
Lang na, ano, and
good job.
Good on you.
Good on you. What sweethearts.
Yeah.
Really helping out.
I feel so sad for the girl.
And I hope it starts something. Alam mo yun, I hope more people or more brands actually do the same.
Imagine having that thing on your forehead forever.
Yeah. That's no joke.
There should be something to get rid of tattoos. Like, easily. Easier than it is.
Yeah.
Or tattooing over something that...
Yeah.
Maybe soon?
You regret. Yeah. Okay, a little bit more tea. Let's go international now. Shakira tells Allure that her sons found the Barbie movie emasculating. My sons absolutely hated it. They felt that it was emasculating, and I agreed to a certain extent. I'm raising two boys. I want them to feel powerful too, while respecting women. I like pop culture when it attempts to empower women without robbing men of their possibility to be men, to also protect and provide. I believe in giving women all the tools and the trust that we can do it all without losing our essence, without losing our femininity. I think that men have a purpose in society and women have another purpose as well. We complement each other, and that compliment should not be lost.
Okay.
Well,
I mean,
Barbie like ended that way, right? With everybody. Yeah. I mean, that's what the movie did, right? It didn't end with women good, men bad.
Yeah.
I mean, it like everybody was like all peachy keen by the end of the movie.
And it's just a movie. So you can feel however you want to feel about it. Yeah.
Yeah. Actually, there's a lot of hate going her way, well, to be honest.
Because of the fandom then, and yeah.
Kasi parang matik, if people hear you didn't enjoy it, parang, oh, so you're anti-feminist.
Parang ganun.
So you don't support, yeah, like, you know, women. Parang ganun agad yung reaction. Which shouldn't be the case. It's just a movie.
It's
like
an
I
opinion.
Said.
I mean, you saying you like it is every bit as valid as you saying you didn't like it. So, you know what I mean? It is an opinion. Well, you have a... Yeah, sana lang wag hate, but you can also... You're also free to disagree with her. Diba? And say it sana lang in a very calmado manner.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And one last little thing. Renee Rapp, she basically has messages for fans questioning her sexuality. If I say I'm a lesbian, I am a lesbian. If someone says they're bi, then they're bi. I think there are people trying to, you know, clock her.
Mm.
For saying that saying that she's just pure lesbian or something, that maybe she might be bi. I don't know.
Like, it's none of your business. She's
true.
Free to be who she wants to be and date who she wants to date.
Exactly. Stop trying to push your agenda on her.
Yeah.
Right?
Leave her alone.
And I think she's just enjoying her life. She's like photos. Just enjoying herself.
Yeah. As she should.
Yeah. And there you go. That was our hashtag tea over coffee. If you want to sound off, send the hashtag with your response to RX931 on X.
TMR Top 10. The Morning Rush Top 10.
Monster RX 93.1. Time for the top 10 for today. And let's start off with some greets.
So many people texting us. Good morning to Melai and Mayi. Melai says, pa birthday blend naman for my nephew, Jen Hermoso in Singapore. So we'll note that, Jen. Okay, so in case we get more, so it's just one time, big time. Also saying good morning to Mai.
Number 9.
Ah, si Mai, number 9. Ganun.
Okay.
No, not really, but okay. Hold on. Good morning to Nikki Francisco. I'm telling you, the mouse beside each other, the two mouses, like, it's so confusing. Hello to Nikki Francisco, and good morning to Ho DH. Good morning to your friend Mao, who's on the way to his checkup in Binian. Take care. Yon Tifian says, good morning, pa birthday blend po for Kuya Joe, Specialist Joe.
Oh wow.
Nice. It's his happy birthday, Joe. Okay, so we'll also put his name down. Hello to Jules, or Tita Jules, who says, channeling my TMR French here in Paris. Hindi ko mahanap ang Saint-Clement.
For sure, may Saint-Clement. I have a feeling may Saint-Clement sa Paris. Maybe not in Paris, but in France.
I'm sure, yeah. Hello to Edward Villona. But in case you can't find it, meron dito sa Pinas, di ba?
True.
Saint-Clement.
Saan yung Saint-Clement ka dito? Is it in Rizal?
Rizal or Bulacan? Basta ganun. Sa
Tarlac.
Hello to the Jedi Master. Greeting the D2 Run crew and the UP Dreamers. Jerome Santos is also locked in. Saying hello to the baristas at Starbucks ADB Ave. They always serve him his usual coffee. Raymond Reason says hi to Sleepyhead Jed. And Raymond Reason's excited to fly to Siargao this long weekend. Any suggestions on what to do or where to go? I've never been to Siargao.
So. I have never been to Siargao either.
Go
so.
To ano, Magpupungko.
Magpupungko, what is that
it's
place?
It's a tidal pool. It's really amazing because you go there, merong time.
You okay. Have
certain times of the day that you can go there. When the tide goes out,
uh-huh,
it leaves pools. Like in the rocks. Kasi oh, kanaipon yung water, di ba?
Oh, that's
tapos
cool.
You can swim as much as you want until the tide comes back.
Oh.
So when the water starts rising, makikita mo siya na gumagapang yung tubig patas.
Oh, that is cool.
It's super cool. And it's so lovely kasi para siyang natural swimming pools,
hey,
in the rocks.
Maybe we should go
it's
there
a
next
must.
Time.
You have to go to Magpupungko.
Let's do it.
Hello to Arlene and Juice Blank. John is also saying good morning. Mommy Kathy says good morning. Off to the gym listening to you guys. Hello to Carlo Lozada and to Joni Claude. We have Freddie Boy who says, good morning and happy Tuesday. Thank you for the greet yesterday. Survived April Fool's Day yesterday. So did we. Hello to Mar and to Ronaldo Quino. Bon Voyage says, good morning. Jay Ocampo, John Paulo Valdez says, starting the day with your show and my favorite silog meal, which is tosilog. And fresh brewed coffee. And fresh brewed coffee, what's your favorite silog meal? I usually just go for either tap silog, bacon silog, or back silog, I guess. Or tosilog. I like tosino.
Ako back silog.
Ako naman threesome breakfast. Have you tried that?
What is that exactly?
Well, I mean, I like combination of different kinds. And yes. And there are a couple of places where we live that serve, well, basically threesome or three different kinds of like breakfasts. I think it's tapa, tocino, and longanisa. Although if it were up to me, it would be tapa, longanisa, and maybe hot dog.
If I could have a threesome, it would be bacon.
Or bacon, sorry.
Tapa,
bacon, not hot dog.
And tocino.
Okay.
What about you? What would be your combo?
Bacon, hot dog? Bacon, hot dog would be good.
And what's the third? Ayaw niya ng third.
Eggs.
Hello, may kasama na yun.
Corned beef.
Mahina yung mic mo talaga.
Yeah.
You're not a tapa, Stan.
It's really
it's so faint. Like, nakatodo ka na and we're not.
I know.
But like,
that's why
you
I
sound
end up
so
shouting.
Strange.
We need to have this.
It has to be adjusted.
Do you
want to
trade mics?
Right? It's so weird.
Do you want to trade mics?
Sige, after this, let's try.
It's really strange.
It's really strange.
We can barely hear you. Jay says, my favorite island there is Mamon Island. It's very quiet, serene, and not that many people. Or Sohoton Cove with the stingless jellyfish. I think this is Siargao, right?
You know what? Even if it's stingless, parang ayoko. Kung maraming
jellyfish. Just a thought?
Just and I don't like the idea of it rubbing against me. Gelatinous animals.
Yeah. Chinito Ken says, the island tour is good, but don't expect too much. Then, Sohoton Cove is a must. Ang daming nagsasabi ng Sohoton.
We missed that one.
And also, Chinito Ken, dun sa magsasargao, wag na siyang mag-land tour. Not worth it. Mag-DIY motor tour na lang siya. That's from Chinito Ken.
We rented motorbikes.
Tag-isa kayo or angkas yung
hello,
isa?
Syempre naka-angkas ako. Gusto ko mas malaglag. Syempre naka-angkas. Hello. Do you even know me?
Duh.
Me on a motorbike?
Eh kung sa swimming pool nga na, kaya-kaya mo namang mag-swim mag-isa, naka-angkas ka eh. So, all the more pagka exactly. Bike, diba? Hello to J.O.
Tapos ano, habang naka-angkas ako, take my breath away.
Oh my God. Is that from Top Gun? Jean Embuido says hi to Mika. We have Eric who wants to greet Vina and Eric. Hello to Jerick. So there's an Eric. There's a Jerick.
Jerick
naman sends us a photo. There's a cute Japanese barista here in Fukuoka, Japan. Ganito ba yung mga bet? Just kidding. I could actually tilt the monitor, okay. But then maybe later. Elmer Velasco, good morning. Renz, Butterbaby, Farmer Sanchez, Cyril. And Farmer Sanchez says hello to Kath, Amara, Amber, and Sophia. And that's it for the text line.
And on next, let's say hi to Legal Millennial. Good morning to my lovely wife, Antoinette. You, happy Tuesday. To Juice Blank as well, who adds another name to the list of happy birthdays that we have to do. Chinky,
okay.
My favorite pet sister. Pet sister. Kuya loves you. Oh, so Chinky, let's add that to the list. Hody H, well, add Specialist Joe against the list. Happy birthday. Shea Bulong is locked in. Hi to Archer Aguilar, who greets Doc Wins. And Nina Hidalgo says hi to Jesse and Nisa. Greeting Renz Rufil. And that's it for greets. Why don't we do the happy birthday greet
okay,
now?
Okay, so remember the names para from the start. Ma-mention na. Jen, Joe, and Chinky.
Jen, Joe, and Chinky.
Yes.
Happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday, Jen, Joe, and Chinky.
Happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday,
Happy birthday.
Muscle Specialist Joe and Chinky Blank. Chinky Blank, kasi kapatid ni Juice Blank.
Chinky Blank! Okay.
And speaking of Chinky Blank, Juice Blank says, ako yung bumati dati ng fiesta ng Saint-Clement. Tapos di ko na-type yung last E. Ayun, naging French territory. And Don Eduardo adds, batiin ko lang sarili ko on air. Neil Ortego here listening sa TMR podcast while at work from hotel mode here in Nagoya. Naka-work from home ako. Kaya I can travel kahit weekdays. Sarap makinig ng TMR habang nasa abroad. And that's it for good.
Alright, we've got our top 10 for today. Courtesy of Mike Ferrer. Quits na tayo. Let's start off with Archer Aguilar.
Number 10.
Karinderya ka na bukas sa lahat ng gustong kumain, edi quits tayo. Sasabihin ko sa'yo, I love you too, TWO.
Oh.
Yung dalawa. Yeah. And coming from Nudes Antonio.
Number nine.
Quits na tayo, hinalikan ako. Kaya gumanti ako. Halik din naman, pero escalated passion and torridness.
Grr. Whoa!
Oh.
Alam mo, I love that. Like in movies or shows, yung parang, so one would go in for the kiss, right? And then magkikiss sila. And then after that's done, the other would go in for another kiss and it's like escalated, like yeah. You said.
Gusto parang, kayo, ano? Gusto kayo,
a story.
Kiss ni ACB, tas sabi ni B parang like, yo bro, what are you doing? Why?
I think we're watching two different things, but go off. Okay. Yung parang, you like that. Ganun.
Ay, you like it like that.
Parang iba yun. Ah.
Or yung ano, gusto mo yung ano eh. Is that the best you got? You...
Oh, dirty.
Hindi, yung parang yung ano, yung merong faux galit. It's parang like, I thought you liked me. What would make you think that? It's because like... Hindi na niya matatapos. Kasi parang like, oh, F it, you know. I've been found out. But the way you look at
fantasy
me.
Fantasy mo.
Fantasies ni Chico Garcia.
And from Genshin Impacto.
Number 8.
Binubusinahan mo ko sa likod, eh lalo kong babagalan ang pag-drive.
Nananadya. Do you do that? Ay, nako.
You know what? No. I mean, I would do it if...
If it's really bad.
If it's, like, you know what I mean? Like, if, let's say, there's only one lane and there's nowhere for them to go, itatry ko itabi. I'm not the kind who would be like... Lalo kong babagalan. I mean, if I know that I'm slow. But what pisses me off is like when there's another car in front of me that's actually slow, that's why I'm slow. Tapos ako yung binubusinahan.
What
so
about
I'm like,
you,
what if there's a car?
It depends. Am I in a rush or am I not in a rush? Like if I'm not in a rush, then and someone pisses me off, I will go slower.
He's petty.
I'm very petty.
Right? Alam mo, dyan nag-start yung movie na pinanood ko the other day, ha? Yung Alone. Kasi nag-drive tong si Jessica. She was driving this, like, car with a U-Haul attached to it. She's moving kasi. Tapos there was this, like, slow SUV in front of her. So she's, like, honking her horn. And then parang she kept trying to overtake the guy. Tapos she would fail. And then finally, she got to overtake him. Tapos bigla siyang parang medyo... Biglang bumilis. Eh, may truck approaching. Yung parang tinakot siya. And then, that basically started her whole nightmare. Kasi, in-stalk na siya nung guy after.
Oh, okay.
And that's the whole movie.
I think I watched that movie.
It's called Alone.
Or that, ano, very, that iconic road rage movie. Yung kay Samuel L. Jackson and Ben Affleck.
Oh, there's that. And there's also the one with Russell Crowe. Unhinged or something like that.
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah.
Pero diba, that was iconic. Yung napaka jerk ni Ben Affleck. Basta parang ganun eh. Tapos turns out naiwan niya yung envelope niya, tapos nakuha ni Samuel L. Jackson. And when he was trying to get it back, it was like, well, you were a jerk to me, so now I'm going to be your... And it was essential. Basta parang ganun. Basta parang ganun.
I think I've seen that too. I actually enjoyed those movies.
No, I hated it.
Pero alam mo yon, Changing Lanes.
Changing Lanes.
That's the one. Thank you, Juice Wrx.
Very, very beef. Yung mga ganun klaseng, ayoko yung ganun.
Which is, you know, movies. Actually,
yung gante.
Good
yung gante.
To watch. Kasi, hello, yung lesson, you don't know how far it could go. Something as simple as being petty on the road can lead to something crazy like that.
Oh, but have you heard yung kumukumpetensya na sa U-Haul?
Ano?
Ano siya? Parang A.
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 Kala ko ku. Ku-Haul!
Yeah, yeah. Oh my gosh, I have an update.
What?
Remember that the mini tea you did about the co-joined twins?
The conjoined twins,
yeah.
Who got married?
Mm-hmm.
The twin who got married posted already.
Okay, and?
And she said, you know what? Since everyone is just so interested, here it is. So she goes, number one, yes, I have sex with my husband. Number two, yes, I go... on my husband.
Uh-huh.
Three, yes, we share O's. My sister, my twin and I.
Stop.
When I have it, she has it too. And number four, when we do become intimate, she tries to read a book or listens to a true crime podcast.
Oh my God.
To block out the pleasure.
No.
Because she feels...
I can't. That's the strangest.
Because she feels it.
Well,
because
hello, obviously.
They have one body.
Yeah.
So, the question is, as strange as this is now, what if the twin decides to get married herself?
Oh, wow. Oh, wow.
How will that work? All... 3/4 sleep in the same marital bed?
Sabi ni Butter Baby, edited lang daw yun.
Ay, hindi
which
ba totoo
one?
Yun?
Like the statement?
I thought it was real.
But even so, I mean, why can't they just be a throuple? Is my question.
Parang ano, no?
Why leave the other one behind? Kawawa naman.
Because it is a... Well, what if the other one, kasi is not in love with the guy? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I mean, it's very... Right?
It's just, I don't know. How does that work? It's so strange.
Let's ask Kayla.
Why Kayla?
Why Kayla?
Diba she played one?
Oh, yeah.
She played a co-joined twin. Oh,
oh my gosh,
so
I remember that.
Right? And coming from Queen of Deadma.
Number 7.
Sinapawan mo ako sa production number natin, kaya itatago ko yung costume mo sa susunod.
Oh my God.
Oh, I can imagine this happening. Oh, remember the Miss Universe drama where one of the contestants claimed somebody put something in her gown?
Sabotage.
To give her an allergy. And she was all like, she broke out in a rash and all that. Tapos it turns out, she did it herself.
Oh,
oh my gosh,
up?
To sabotage the other people.
To create drama and like, I'm a victim.
But actually, my gosh.
But how did they find out that
I don't know the full story, but that was what came out. And it was so like, what a shady, shady, shady person. Coming from Arabin.
Number 6.
Quits na tayo. Iyon na ang side piece mo. Akin ang ari-arian mo. Yeah. You keep your side piece.
Yan yung mga
but I'm
eh.
keeping the property.
Mga galawang legal wife or legal husband.
Oh, yeah. But I'm not going to sit down and be the victim. I'm going to take what's mine. From Al Macchiato.
Number 5.
Quits na tayo. I hosted and toured you around London during your stay here. So I expect you will do the same when it's my turn to visit you.
Yeah.
Fair enough.
I think that's fair enough.
Yeah.
Especially if you're
in
friends.
The first place, I will actually decline if I don't think I have the right to be toured around. You could, but it's too much trouble. Like, if we're not even like friends. Not because I don't like you, but more like nahihiya ako.
I'll just do it on my own.
I'll just do it on my own. Because if we're not like super friends, I wouldn't want to be a burden to you. Because in my head, I'd be like, maybe napipilitan ka lang.
It only makes sense if, you know, you want to spend time together anyways.
If so. We're really friends.
Yeah, yes.
Barkada tayo. And of course, I'm going to like, yes, take me around. Pero if, let's say, we're acquaintances and you, even if you volunteered, mahiya ako to say yes, to be honest. Not because I don't want to spend time with you, but more like, I don't want to be a bother to anyone. Yeah.
Well, I mean, I guess it depends. Because if you're there for, let's say, you're there as an exchange student, and you're not really close with the people there, or the ones who are, you know, housing you, but they still ask you to tour you around.
Oh, that's different because parang they're hosting, diba? Parang,
yeah.
You know what I mean?
But if it's a host, pero so yung, if it's a host, kunyari, it's like, okay.
I'm just going to a country. Tapos nagkataon may kakilala ako dun. I mean, I'd probably be like, hindi, it's okay. Ano na lang, dinner na lang tayo. Or, you know what I mean? Like, just a meal. Because nahihiya ako eh. Na, kunyari, I'll stay in their
but what
house.
If they really want to?
Oh.
What if they really, really want to take
unless
you
they,
around?
Like, super insist. Gets na parang then yeah of course
but if it's like half meant if it's like
hindi naman parang, kahit legit naman yung parang ako lang
mahirap din parang mahirap to accept kasi medyo mahirap gumalaw
yes
as opposed
yes.
to when you just like at a hotel and you know you're paying for it then you can
kasi
you can ask for
like,
stuff
what if kunyari biglang masyado palang malamig and I need extra blankets parang
oh,
mahirap
yes.
to be
Uh-oh.
Like pwede isa
I
pang
know,
blanket
I know right
I would feel super conscious not because I'm not close to the person, pero...
You don't want to be a bother.
I don't want to be a bother talaga.
Or, yeah. Or paano kung sasabihin nila, I want to take you around. Let's go, Hazel. Let's go on a hike.
Take a hike. Mag-isa mo.
Or kahit kunyari, let's say, I'm with you guys. Tapos let's say we go to a country where one of you has a brother or a sister living there. And then the brother or the sister goes, oh, dito na kayo. Dito na. Like, I'd be like, kunyari, brother ni Marky. I'd be like, sige Marky, ikaw, you can stay here. Ako, I'll just go to a hotel. Because I would, yeah.
Even if you were with the person.
Even if I were. Because for me, it's like, but that's because Marky's the brother. You know, I'm not the brother. So, baka kasi napipilitan din lang to invite the rest because we're with the brother or the sister.
Kaso ang mahirap din dun sa ganun, if you decline, baka naman sumama yung loob.
Mm.
Oh, that's so tricky.
That's true.
I don't know, but I'd feel so uncomfortable.
Or paano kung sasabihin like, ni Kai Chico, dito ka na lang sa room ko.
Hindi, Marky, ikaw na yung
mag-hotel. Marky, take a hike.
Marky, take a hike. Marky, sagot ko yung hotel mo. Hindi, kasi ayokong magising ka sa iyak ni Leo.
Ah, yun lang pala yung
kasi
reason.
Kasi magaling si Chico as a...
Yeah.
Glamo.
No, a tito.
Alam mo,
na siya sa akin.
Alam mo, pag-uuntukin ko kayong dalawa. Tigilan
kala ko, okay na tayo sa Glamazon.
Hindi nga.
Sumabog na to eh. Sabi ko, bakit si Baby Whale? Blank whale, tito whale. And then ako, glam. Okay, sorry. Dapat fair.
Uy, ang tagal ng tulog niya ha, sa akin.
Ni Leo.
Oo.
Yes, magaling si Chico.
Yeah.
As
fair.
A maternal figure.
Yeah.
Wala kaming picture ni Leo.
Well, it was years and years and years of...
Di mo kasi kinarga.
Taking care of pamangkin.
Takot kasi ko. Ang liit niya pa eh.
Hindi na. Ako ayoko yung infant. Leo's not really an infant anymore. Ano na yun? Parang between infant and toddler. What do you call that? Hindi na siya infant, but hindi rin siya toddler.
Ha? Huh? No, he's an infant pa, di ba?
For me, parang hindi na infant yun.
Ay, laki lang siya. 4 months siya. Four months.
Parang I don't know if I've ever carried a baby...
Because I have.
That small. Kasi.
Yung newborn, ha? Newborn. I would... Like, yeah. Yung mga pamangkin ko.
Ako newborn din.
I've never
cried. Kai, I carried Kai.
Pero pag mga anak na ng pamangkin, hindi na. Pero nung my actual pamangkin, when my sister gave birth, yun, because I was still in school. So alam mo yung literally, after school, magkasama na kami ng ate ko pag, just, you know, taking care of the baby. Yeah, I would hang out in her room.
Siya nagturo sa'yo how to carry.
Everything. So at 12 years old, I was changing diapers, I was putting them to sleep. My sister could like take a nap and then I'll take care of the pamangkin. So yeah, I know around my way around babies because I really like grew up taking care of babies.
But what surprised me was baby whale is also very good.
Eh, siya rin kasi. Yung mga pamangkin niya, siya rin yung nag-alaga. So we know our way around.
No, kids. Kasi like, I'm going back to what you were saying before as to you wanting...
Ah, iba naman yun. Gusto niya kasi siya bebes. Lang yung baby ko. Ah.
My God!
Kasi hindi ko na daw siya papansinin pag may baby na.
Kaya hindi ko kinarga si Leo. O, di ba?
Parang attention mo.
Oo, eh. Full syempre, nandun na yung isang baby, eh.
Kasi wala kayong dalawa, eh. Binuhat niya and very parental.
Yes! Oh, yes.
Love that. Mm-mm.
So, I guess all of us know our way around babies.
Yeah. Mm. Look at us.
Ish.
Oh, say it, ano yung parang after mga 3 seconds. Oh, go back to mama. Oh, go back to mama na. Or yung ano, hindi naman umiiyak, pero ay, umiiyak na. Pero wala na. Alam mo yung contento yung bata.
Don't cry, baby.
Umiiyak na. Hindi naman ah. Hindi kanina. Kanina umiiyak.
Do you not see those invisible tears?
Ay, parang, ano, gutom yata. Gutom. Anything to give them back. And from Tampupu.
Number four.
Speaking of, kapag may batang umaway sa anak ko, aawayan ko ang magulang ng bata. Hindi yung bata mismo. So, ganun yung quits. Kasi diba yung iba, pinapatulan yung bata. And of course, when the parents of the kid finds out, it's like, a gera yun. Kasi parang yung, oo nga, sige, anak namin yun ang away sa anak mo. Ba't ikaw ang umaway sa anak namin?
Yeah.
At least one is kid versus kid. And you turned it into an adult versus kid situation.
There have been people who have been sent to prison for this.
Exactly.
Have you seen, over the pandemic, there were a couple of like, I saw a couple of videos of Russians seeing their kids fight in the playground and sinukod ni
totoo.
Russian man yung totoo, isang bata. Totoo.
Kasi parang like, you have to understand, in as much as it's bad behavior, these are kids.
Well, it's easy to say. But in the moment, when you see your kid or your nephew or your niece getting picked on, I feel like medyo instinctive yun na parang you would obviously defend.
No, you would defend to stop. Kasi minsan ang nangyayari, sinasaktan nung adult yung kid. And when they're kids...
Pero kung wala like, naman nakakita, is it still bad? Just kidding. What if you do it discreetly? Tsaka hindi naman masyadong masakit. Just like a warning. Parang
a warning.
Shot, ganun.
Hindi kasi sa akin, pag sinindak mo na yun, diba, I think that should... And then talk to the parent. You know, it's like, this is what your kid did. Pero gets. I mean, short of ano ha, short of like, na-injure yung anak mo or something. I mean, pag kunyari yung mga shoving or like, hitting na wala namang super nasaktan. Yeah, I think you can intervene. Pero, huwag mo naman suntukin yung bata or something as an adult.
Ang mahirap,
that will escalate.
Mahirap din kasi sometimes, usually yung mga kids who cause trouble, the quote-unquote problem kids, yung parents, walang pake.
Either that
and that's
or,
why they turned out to be that way.
Not so much walang pake, but pwede ring spoiler.
Mm.
Oh, so what if? What like, if inaway mo yung parent, pero like, wala naman siyang gagawin dun sa kid. So wala pa rin yung repercussions. Hindi pa rin matututo yung kid. What do you do then?
Or, suntukin mo yung parent. Now we're quits.
Ayaw mo turuan.
Now we're quits.
Oh, here you go.
Turuan mo.
Kasi hindi pwedeng we leave it at that. Diba?
Kasi diba? Exactly. Oh,
your kid gotta punch in. And then if you don't want my kid to punch your kid, I'ma punch you. Kasi lugi ka.
Oh, diba?
Lugi yung anak mo.
Have you ever experienced a terror child? Like,
I've like seen them. I remember, I was still young then. I was still, I think, in high school. And we would hang out in Green Hills. So, in Green Hills, in Shopsville, there used to be that corner Sanrio store.
Mm.
So, it was a big store. By the stairs, yung pag-akit mo from McDo, yun yung una mo makikita, that big Sanrio store. Tapos, there's this, alam mo where they put the Lego? Mm. And the kids could sit at the table.
They can play.
They can play, right? And then there were other toys. There was this one terror kid. The yaya was sitting down on the parang yung seat ng mga yayas watching the kids play, right? He had like a pellet gun or something.
Oh no. That's the worst kind of kid.
And he was just shooting at the yaya.
Oh no.
And the yaya was like shouting na, stop, stop. And the parent was just there.
Oh, that's horrible.
And I couldn't believe how horrible that parent was. Like, she could see it. The mom could see it. And she did not stop the kid.
So poster child siya ng how not to parent.
Oh my gosh, I will never forget that scene, because it was like, you are a horrible person.
That's why your kid is always like a reflection of, yeah.
I wouldn't be surprised if that kid grew up to be a criminal, because like,
oh my god.
No, like literally. And the kid was laughing like, ha ha ha.
That's horrible.
Super.
Poor yaya.
And the yaya was like in near tears, because like, you know, those things hurt.
Yeah.
And I was like, what a horrible human being.
I remember one time, I was 14, 13, and then Kai was around like 2 or 3. And we had kids over. We were in Norway, Sandefjord. And one of the kids was like really messing with Kai. Like pushing him around, stuff like that. And we were by the dock. So I picked up the kid and threw him in the water.
Oh my god.
But he wasn't a kid. He was like 8, 9.
Yeah.
He could swim. But he was just like messing with Kai. Like, sometimes I need to get taught lesson.
Iba kasi yung gigil eh. When you see it being done to like, you know, family or, diba?
Yeah.
Super magingit-ngit ka talaga. Especially if they're not the type who would fight back.
True. True.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Kasi there's a way rin kasi I just don't know how bad the kid is. Meron kasing sindak gets, like picharahan mo. You know what I mean? Like for some, it's enough.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because I've seen videos, yung ganon, yung binubully yung kids, dadating yung older brother nila and like sisindakin nila yung bully and well, that made them back off. You know, so I don't know, kasi minsan nag-escalate.
That's what my mom did to the boy who punched me.
Right? See, I mean, there.
Yeah.
Like, did your mom hurt the boy?
Pinitsarahan
niya. Oh, yun. Ganun. That's what I mean eh. Pwede mo namang takutin. Uh-oh. And then, magtatanda yun eh, kahit papano.
Yes.
I mean, short of like a psychotic child.
Tapos may time
usually
na
usually it's enough.
With the apo naman, with my pamangkin, when she picked him up in like school, yung isang kid that was trying to bully my nephew, like, parang eh, my nephew was injured. Yung napilay siya, remember?
Yeah.
Na sinisi ko dun sa pamangkin kong isa. Anyway, so obviously, napilay na siya. May cast siya, diba? And my nephew's like the gentlest kid. As in yung very normal baby. Parang baby, ganun. Mm. And then the kid was bullying him. Yung parang nalaglag daw yung paper. And as my nephew was trying to pick it up,
sinipa.
Tinapakan.
Oh, oh.
And my mom witnessed it. So obviously, my mom was upset. So what she did was, kasi nandun yung shoes nila sa labas, iniiwan. So kinuha niya yung shoes, tinago niya, nagis niya sa malayo para pag-uwian. May hinapang hinapin yung shoes. Tapos na uwian daw, pa-uwi na sila. Ikot pa din ang ikot yung kid. And also the yaya looking for the shoe. I mean,
pwede ka palang kumanta ng I got it from my mama.
Exactly. I learned from the best.
I got it from my mama.
Hindi, eh, diba? Yun lang. Yung parang, it's horrible kasi when you see someone you love getting bullied.
Ako siguro kasi I'll call it at that moment.
Mm.
No, like, sisigawan ko yung bata.
Hi!
Ba't mo tinapakan yung ganon? Like, I mean usually that's
you can
enough.
Do that, but sometimes you want to get one over them pa.
Right? Parang, hindi kasi parang for me, like, to stop that behavior. And yeah. For the future na rin, para lay
yeah,
off.
Yeah, yeah.
Parang, and I'll, in front of the kid, I'll say, the next time this kid does this to you, tell me. At pag ako sinabihan ulit na ginawa mo yan, humanda ka sa akin.
Oh,
no, you know what I mean?
She, like, did that too.
Yeah.
Oh, pero bonus lang yung, ano,
hagis ng kapatos. Kasi they have to learn. So if the parents don't, pero yun nga, like, I'm not going to, like, hurt the child.
You know what?
Get physical with them.
Talo ka eh. Pag
talo ka talaga. That's what I mean.
Ng, like, ano,
kasi nga, ginawa mong, yung kid versus kid, which is already wrong, ginawa mo pang kid versus adult.
Oh,
so for me,
you'll
verbal.
Never win.
It has to be like a verbal thing.
Yeah.
Like,
you know what? I think I might have been the problem.
You see?
Because as a kid...
Ano yung sa internet? Yung who's gonna tell him?
I think it might have been me. Because like there was a time, like me and my cousins and Kai, we had a language. I think I told you about this.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
We created a language for Eirik.
Yeah.
Because Eirik didn't eat fruit.
Mm.
So like, eat your fruit. So we started talking to him in tongues, like Patuglang, which was his name in that language, Abu Dabu. And he got angry one time and he threw a stone at Kai.
Yeah.
And then, well, it became physical, so the one who got in trouble was Eirik.
Yeah.
But we should have been the ones to get in trouble.
Because you started that.
Because
we started
the Abu Dabu. So, yes.
You know, they say one of the harshest, like culturally, one of the harshest punishments that a tribe could do to one of its members is ostracism. Throughout history, like, it's one of the harshest punishments. Yung nobody will talk to you. Or
they
will exclude you. And, you know, totoo lang, until in modern times, even with kids, it is still one of the biggest weapons people use.
Yeah, that's how you bully someone.
Diba,
when you make them,
like,
feel like they don't belong.
May naririnig ka bang nagsasabi? You know what I mean? That's ostracism.
But the thing is, we were okay with him in every other aspect. Like, we'd play games with him, we'd do Harry Potter, whatever. It was just the fruit thing.
Yeah.
And it was like one of those things where we didn't do it all the time, but that one time, parang napikon talaga.
Yeah. Hindi kasi nga, because it's really one of the worst feelings, and you don't realize it until you experience it.
You know,
they exclude you.
Ganyan yung ginawa kay Cecil when she fought with one of my other besties. Like, so we weren't talking to her. Di namin siya kinakausap. Tapos, what's worse was, every time siya, makikita namin siya, kakantahan na siya ng, "You are not alone." Like, taunting her. Pero like, she was alone. Kasi nga nobody was talking to her. Tapos like, every time she... Ang sama! Tapos kakantahan siya ng, "You are not
alone." Saka gusto ko dito, notice, Marky, ha? Yung kwento niya, hindi parang namin, ha? Parang nila.
Sila! Ang sama-sama nila!
Notice!
Cecil verifies.
Notice the pronouns. Laging parang, ang sama ng ginawa. Walang
nila.
Namin.
Nila. Hey, I had no beef with her at the time. Yoko yung kaaway niya, okay? Maybe I went along with it, but I wasn't like taunting her.
Yeah.
Have you ever been beaten up?
Thankfully not. Yeah, you know, I was bullied, but it was always verbal.
Nothing physical.
Nothing physical. Because I think, you know, I would do something about it already. Like, maybe tell my parents if it were physical. Everything was more of that. Like, verbal / that. Like, yung you can't sit with us. That kind of bullying.
Yeah, no shame.
But to be honest, hindi naman ako, that didn't bother me because I didn't want to hang out with them. Kasi nga, they were my bullies, right?
Yeah.
So I would hang out with like-minded people.
And you would avoid.
And I would have friends. It's not like I was by myself. So it's just, I just didn't stay with a cool kid.
So you've never been punched?
No.
Have you?
Me, never. I've never been beaten up. I was like, in rent rehearsals yesterday, I was like, on the ground, and I was standing up by myself after getting beaten up as Collins, and the director's like, have you ever been beaten up?
Yeah.
And I'm like, never. When you're beaten up, you're on the floor and you don't know what hit you, and you like you don't know how to get up yourself. Someone needs to help you up.
Parang you're just like on the floor.
On the floor. Because not just your physical being, but your emotional, spiritual being
yung
has been like
niyuraka na yung kumbaga binugbog na yung katawan mo, niyurakan pa yung
kaluluwa mo.
Kaluluwa mo.
So di pa kayo nasapak. Ako pa pala yung nasapak sa ating tatlo.
Nasapak ka na.
In first grade. That's why my mom like confronted the kid. Kasi nga, I was left in charge. Like my teacher stepped out for a little bit and left me in charge of the class. So I had a ruler and there was this kid who was being unruly. And so my classmates kind of egged me on to teach him a lesson. So I hit him with the ruler. And when I hit him with the ruler, he punched me in the face. Like, I don't even remember. It probably wasn't that, like, strong. But it was like, shocking. It was shocking. Why hindi ko deserve yon? I was left in charge. Therefore, I had every right to hit him with a ruler. When he was... Hindi ko deserve yun. Dapat kinuha niya yung ruler tapos pinalo niya lang din ako with a ruler. Ba't niya ako sinapak?
Ay, nagulat lang. Kasi parang, ba't ako pinalo?
Eh, ang kulit niya kayo! What a horrible child. My gosh. Hindi siya nakikinig sa ano, sa akin. I was left in charge. So anyway, nag-guidance kami in everything.
Oh my God.
Ang dami nangyari sa akin noong first grade. I was punched. I was kissed.
I would hate to be like a guidance counselor. Yung away bata. Kasi parang like, how do you even...
Yo, tinanong like, ako, eh, ba't mo siya pinalo? Uh-oh. And I was like, eh, ang kulit niya eh. Tapos, basta, I don't really even remember what...
So ano
what
na yung ano? Ano yung...
Resolution.
Resolution.
Ayun nga, pinta ng nanay ko yung bata. Tinako.
Eh, paano yung nanay nung bata?
Wala, never came. Yun nga, like I said, sometimes these problem kids are problem kids for a reason because they're not getting attention at home probably.
You know, the worst, thankfully ako naman, wala naman akong ganun. But to my good friends, there was a war between our school and another school.
Okay.
Pero walang kinalaman sa amin, ha?
Like,
alam mo, apparently there was this sapakan na nangyari somewhere. I don't know if it was a game or maybe a night out. Pero high school, ah. High school.
Uh-huh.
I mean, that young.
Uh-huh.
And then my friends went from Green Hills kasi nalalakad naman yun, eh. Medyo malayo. Pero from Green Hills, you can walk back to LSGH. A group of Lasalites, siguro mga 5 or 6, on the way back, were ambushed.
Oh, no.
By the thugs from the other school.
Oh my God.
Like duguan, ah.
What school?
Like, I, you know what, I forgot. Kasi, pero two of those people were my friends. As in like, ano. Like they had cuts.
Bugan talaga?
They had cuts on their head.
Oh my God.
Like puro dugo. Like we were like, what happened? And you know, they were ambushed. Tapos binugbog sila. And they had nothing to do. Alam mo yung ganti nila to the school? And
oh,
it doesn't matter
oh
who it,
oh
they
were
horrible.
Oh my God, that's terrible.
And you know what? I don't even remember if...
Wrong place, wrong time.
If they ever caught those guys. Kasi, obviously, hindi naman sila kilala nung gets.
Yeah.
Like,
how stupid.
They wouldn't even know. So, yeah. That was horrible. We were so scared to, like, go out of the classroom knowing that there were people waiting. And these are high school kids.
I wonder, ano na nangyari dun sa school thugs name? Like adult thugs
as
na kaya
adults,
sila.
I don't know. Who knows?
Possibly.
But that was really scary. From Juice Blank.
Number three.
Quits na tayo. Nag-cheat ka. Eh, hiwalay na tayo. Okay na ako dun. Hindi ko gagawin yung ginawa mo bilang ganti. Ayokong gayahin ka. Hindi ako bababa sa level mo. So, ang ganti niya sa cheating is not to cheat back. it's
to
like,
end it.
It's to end it.
I have a friend who says that. All the
sounds
time.
Good.
Like if she ever finds out, she's like, bye.
Yeah, I'm not cheating to get back at you. Tas tayo pa rin. It's like, no, bye.
Bye.
Goodbye.
True.
And for Mac MJ Pumapin.
Number two.
Quits na tayo. Oh, ayan. I sent you na the quote-unquote pick that you've been asking for. Oh, wala na akong utang sa'yo.
Patingin ng pick.
Ang utang niya, pera ha. Pero yung
bayad
niya,
pick.
Picture.
Or, pick for pick.
Ay.
Pwede rin.
Hindi, may utang siya. Hindi,
hindi
balance.
Pa rin quits. Oo.
Hindi pa rin quits yun. Oh. So, yun yung quits. Kasi siya may utang na pera, so binayaran niya in kind.
Mm.
Yan yung parang ano, pag nag-deliver ng pizza, tapos wala kang
oh, no! I can't find my wallet!
Is there any other way I can pay back for this pizza?
Yung sagot, Telegram.
So, yeah. Quits nga. Mm-mm. Well, depende kung
beto.
Hindi, tsaka kung magkano.
Ah, that's true.
I mean, mamaya, ang laki-laki ng utang. No picture can get.
Well, depende sa picture. What if exciting yung picture na isend sa'yo? Alam mo yon?
Eh, kung equal pa rin sa pay-per-view. Di ba may mga pay-per-view yan? Kung nasa ganung level, uh-huh, pero uh-huh, kung more than that, hello.
Mm.
May kailangan multiple picks. Baka nga dapat video pa.
Live performance, ganun. Pag malaki na yung utang.
And the top.
And the top entry, number one.
Quits na tayo comes from Maxim De Winter.
Maxim De Winter says,
ninakaw mo yung puso ko. Kaya, kinuha ko yung apelido mo.
Hindi bagay ang cheesy.
Diba? Nakakairita. Yung parang if it was sent in by somebody else,
yeah,
that would be fine.
But it's Maxim we're talking about. Maxim? Who is she? Anong entry yan?
Oh, parang can you imagine Hazel sending this in? Kasi alter mo to eh.
Hey,
but there you go.
There's a, FU on the Taragis.
Oh.
Our the name,
tea earlier in case you missed it.
Yes, the guy who tattooed the
logo
on his forehead because of an April Fool's Day prank. He has a kid with Down syndrome, nakaka-birthday lang. He really loves the kid. May repeatedly suwisinan sa motor niya. Naka-public yung account niya. His name is Ramil Albano. For anyone who wants to help him out.
Just make sure it's legit.
Sure it's legit.
Kasi mamaya bilang somebody's like claiming given na may mga magdo-donate. Alam mo yun, baka may lang.
Mga scammer.
Impersonate, diba? So just make sure.
Yeah. Make sure, just in case. But like, there's a lot of people who are saying that.
So. Alright, so there you go. The top 10. Let me see here. Quits na tayo. You know what to do. Send it in x.com/rx931. Please include hashtag The Morning Rush and hashtag Quits na tayo in all your posts.
TMR Top 10. The Morning Rush Top 10.
Monster RX 93.1. Time for the top 10 for today. And let's start off with some greets.
More from the text line. Birthday boy specialist Joe says, good morning. And thank you to all the rushers who greeted me today. Ngayon ako naman ang mag-request. Yes, we greeted you earlier and gave you a birthday blend. So
yes.
Hello to your very good friend, the Lady Luck of Promos and Prizes, not just in RX, but in almost everything, KC/Astro Boy. She's migrating to the U.S. with her family today.
Oh.
I feel a bit sad not seeing her off.
Wow.
Oh, wow. Safe travels, KC. Hello to Joy, and also Joy says, please tell Chico to watch Queen of Tears. Please, please, please. Super ganda.
Mag-iiba
tingin mo kay Kim Soo Hyun? And sabi mo before, you look like Kim Ji Won.
Yeah, I do.
I don't even want to know.
Queen of Tears. Yeah. Sobre, it's like looking in the mirror.
Hindi kasi nakakaiyak. Baka yun. Baka yun naalala mo.
Queen of Tears.
Hello to Edricans and to Gabrielle Imenzo. Mommy Kathy says, ang hirap mag-treadmill ng tawa ng tawa. Well, good luck on that. Hello to Rai, who says, pa-birthday blend naman for Rio, former office mate, silent rusher for years now. She listens every day. Okay, so Rio, noted. Hello to Yontifian, and Yontifian says, pero kung walang nakakakita, is it so bad? Ha, ha, ha. That's doing the Hazel.
Very bad.
Uh-uh. Tapos sabi niya, nasa jeans pala talaga, Hazel and Tita Baby combo. Good luck sa bully. Yeah, well, we don't start it. That's what my mama taught me. Like, don't start anything. Yeah. But if they, like, try, oh, give them hell. Hello to Coco Hernandez, and also hello to Justin Sayana. Good morning, Angeli, and good morning to Rage Quits. And also saying hello to Luis Silog, who says, legit naman, legit question naman for the name ng pinuntahan yung place ng Holy Week. We're looking for a place for the barkada. There is a name. The Playhouse?
Yeah, Playhouse.
You know what? Someone
the Pueblo.
The Pueblo. That's
someone it. Tagged me on the actual Instagram of the group. At the Pueblo Carachucha.
Yes.
There you go.
Done. There you
at
go.
The Pueblo Carachucha.
Okay. Yeah. So you can look for that on Insta.
Or if not, check
Airbnb.
Out... Airbnb.
Airbnb. Or you can check out my Instagram because someone tagged me on there and just click on the link.
There you go. Also giving a shout out to Merce. Hello, Merce. Thank you for tuning in. And John Paolo Valdez says, at this moment, now airing in the U.S., the iHeart Awards for iHeart Radio. Justin Timberlake just performed. Oh, thank you for updating us. And yeah, that's it for greets.
Yes, via the text line saying hi. Oh, sorry, not the text line. X saying hi to Nina Hidalgo. Hi to Archer Aguilar. Greeting Hody H. Hi to Don Eduardo, Linga Millennial. And that's it for greets.
Okay, let's do the blend. Okay, let's do Rio and again Joe, because I think he missed our birthday blend from earlier.
Happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday, Joe and Rio.
Happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
All right, so here we go. We've got our top 10 for today, courtesy of Mike Ferrer. Thank you, as always. Quits na tayo. Let's start off with Archer Aguilar.
Number 10.
Number 10.
You didn't love me at my worst, then you can't have me at my best.
I have one more chance.
Very, ano.
Opo yun ba siya?
Not just that. Not just that. I saw this, like, tweet about Beyonce. Apparently, she has a song in Cowboy Carter called Levi's Jeans.
Mm-hmm.
And apparently, there's a long story about it. Na parang there was a time none of the designers would touch Destiny's Child with a 10-foot pole except for Levi's. And they never forgot it.
Wow!
That's
why... That's amazing!
You think sobrang extra ni Tina Knowles? No, it's because nobody would want to dress the girls. So she was like,
she
if
had
nobody
to do it herself.
I had to do it myself. Ganun yung ano niya. Na nobody wants to dress my girls. I'll be the... Kasi no, one of the parang like, ang extra naman yung manager, yung tatay, yung clothing, whatever, is the mom. It's because nobody would sponsor their looks.
Oh, wow.
When they were starting. And so only Levi's, like, you know what? We'll sponsor you. Kaya lahat sila, very big yung jeans sa
aww,
Destiny's Child.
That's cute.
That's why now that she's
now,
Beyonce.
Now they get a shout out.
They get a shout out. A song called
a
Levi's
song.
Jeans.
That's amazing.
For free.
That's awesome.
For
hey.
Free. Because you played your cards
deserve.
Right. Diba?
Yeah.
Because sometimes, you know, those little kind things you do for na feeling mo parang, sino ba itong mga to? But you know what? Let's give them a chance.
And yeah,
I'll sponsor you.
You invest in these things.
You do.
Right? I know so many brands who have done that, especially here in the Philippines with some up-and-coming artists. And at the end, these artists, you know, they continue to work with these people.
Yeah. And you'll never forget. the first brands that ever trusted you? Siyempre, if, you know, you had bigger deals with other brands, because you were big already, and you understand that. Pero yung the ones who took a gamble on you when you didn't have the name you have now?
Yeah.
Oh, you will forever remember them.
Do you remember your very first, like, sponsorship deal? Like, the first brand? I'm trying to remember mine, because I want to give them a shout out. But yeah, I'm pretty sure it was either Hair Shaft or Lay Bear. So shout out to Lay Bear and Hair Shaft for, like, yeah, many, 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 many years ago.
Mine is 100% Bench.
Mm.
And I thank them for everything they've done for me. Like, I started off as just like a model for one of their Coke/Bench events. And then I became an underwear model. And after that, I joined Pilipinas Got Talent because of that show.
Oh, I think it was Kukuryo Cosmetics and Madonna Lingerie.
It was a legit brand.
Madonna Lingerie. But pre-Madonna.
Pero hindi. Pre-Madonna?
Yes.
So wala pa si Madonna.
Wala pa. Google it. Madonna Lingerie.
Pero hindi na around now.
I don't know. Probably
hindi
not.
Na siya.
But
hindi ko na siya
probably
na
not.
Abutan.
Like, isn't that a girl's brand?
That's the point.
Wala when you Google. Si Madonna na yung lumalabas.
Pero sila bang nag-sponsor sa'yo?
No. I was just... Market, that's bra and panty.
Ano ka ba? Lasenza na yung kay Chico. As a 36-year-old.
Yeah.
I mean, they probably had like a male version.
Let me check nga. Madonna Lingerie. It used to be a thing. Madonna Lingerie.
Wala, puro Madonna and Lingerie yung lalabas.
No.
Diba? When
brand.
You Google.
What? No. Oh my gosh, wala talaga.
Wala nga.
They should have one of those things. Like, as Chico said, pre-Madonna.
Philippine.
P-R-E.
Madonna.
Madonna.
Wala. Even, meron pa nga Madonna-style lingerie. Wala. Not even...
Wala. I've never heard of it.
Okay. Philippine 70s brand. Feeling ko, pag may ganun. Wala at all.
Wala. Alam mo, it's really nice.
How?
It's really nice when they give back. Like, for example, for us, diba, yung Indie Ground.
Yeah.
You know, a lot of bands, he Butter Baby mentioned it kasi, and messaged us. Yeah, a lot of bands who became really big actually started
it's true.
On Indie Ground.
Yeah.
So we just played their song and then, you know, some of them got signed to a label and then, alam mo yon, the rest is herstory, as they say. And we love it when they remember, like, for example, when they guest on the concert series or when they, you know, join us at events. Tapos they give us a shout out kasi nga parang, oh, you know, started here.
That's so sweet.
It's so cool.
It's kind of weird when they kind of get sick of where, like, for example, kunyari, American Idol, and then like they don't like it when, because I've experienced this.
Parang
can you not ask questions about
related
American Idol?
To it?
And I'm like,
alam mo kung sino cool about that? Si Tori Kelly, considering that she didn't even make it to like the
exactly.
top 12,
right?
She got eliminated, and Simon had like, Simon wasn't like the friendliest one.
Yeah,
Tori Kelly joined American Idol and she didn't make it to like the top 24 or top 12. And Simon Cowell was like, yeah, you sound a little annoying. Or parang ganun. Ganun pa nga yung critique sa
Hello.
Kanya. But my gosh, diba, the way her career took off after that. And she
True.
Didn't even win.
Hey, Moira. Mm. Moira joined The Voice.
Yeah.
And she didn't even make it past the duets or whatever.
True.
And look at her now.
And that's why I find it so weird when they're like, because I get it na, don't make it about that. You
yeah.
know, like wag naman lahat ng, kunyari, started on American Idol. It's puro American Idol yung tinatanong ko. Parang, I'm not here to plug American Idol. I have my new music. Pero it's weird when you're specifically told to stay away from mentioning the thing that made them famous in the first place.
Right. Which is why I think, parang kudos to Kelly Clarkson, Fantasia, I think even Carrie Underwood, like, they never shy away yeah. from that topic.
Yeah.
Kasi they know that, they, you know, diba? That's basically what catapulted
so
them
true.
To stardom.
So it's kind of weird, like, when they try to, like, steer clear of that.
I mean, you don't have to go far. Even here in the Philippines, maraming ganyan. Diba? Parang, oh, you can't talk about this, you can't
Mm-mm.
talk about that.
Mm-mm.
It's like, well, and then what are we gonna talk about?
Misa mas strict pa sa...
Oh. We won't name names, but yeah, it happens.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And coming from Maxim De Winter.
Number 9.
Quits na tayo. Niregoluhan mo ko ng house and lot. O bakit? Binigyan naman kita ng picture frame ah. O quits na tayo.
Alam mo yung pag-Christmas party, tapos exchange gifts sa school. It's horrible because sometimes you're a good gift giver, but you don't know who got your name and who's gonna give you a gift. Tapos minsan terrible yung gift sa'yo. Parang ang si Hannah, I remember my bestie. There was one year in high school. She was so excited kasi parang maganda yung gift niya for her baby. Nabunot niya. Parang some Hello Kitty shiz or whatever. Tapos yung nakabunot sa kanya, nirigaluhan siya ng plato. Wait lang! And it's not even a set. It's not even like a fun plate na parang, you know, you would think parang siguro Sanrio plate para at least it's cute or like...
Like a single plate.
Like plate. Parang kinuha sa kusina nila tapos binalot ng paper at binigay sa kanyang plato.
The
ganon.
Heck?
And my gosh, she was like, what the heck is this? What am I gonna do?
You know, I had something similar. Remember I told you my best friend... na anak ng artista and then nag-away kami grade 3.
Oh, yeah.
Like
that
buong
guy.
Grade 3 he was like my best friend tapos nag-away kami and then we didn't make up until the last day of grade 7 because he was already moving to Zobel.
Oh yeah, I
so,
remember this.
So biglang on the last test paper magkasunod yung names namin. So usually hindi ako lumilingon kasi I'll just wait for the paper to appear at my side.
Kasi nga,
kunin ko.
Ano na kayo
eh. Kasi hindi kami nag-uusap for years. There was a chance that we probably could have made up already. There was this one Christmas party, nabunot ko siya, nabunot niya ako.
Oh.
If it isn't
fate
telling us to, you know, be friends already. So sabi ko, sige.
It's time.
Gagandahan ko yung gift. It's my message na parang,
it's an olive branch.
It's an olive branch. Let's be friends again. So, I forgot ko ano yung gift niya sa akin na ang ganda, like really nice. But in my head, ang ganda nung gift ko. So, no, nung nakuha niya yung gift ko, nag-roll siya ng eyes.
Why? What did you give him? What was your gift?
Kasi I thought I wanted to give him like a really good gift.
Right?
Like really galante. So, I bought a candy cane. Yung nabibili mo sa grocery. Sa, yung sa checkout counter. In my head, it was an amazing gift.
And what did you get from him?
Something nice. Like siguro, I guess the message he got was like, F you, you get a candy cane.
Candy stripper, you're.
In my head, it was a good gift.
I would roll my eyes if you...
I would totally roll my eyes,
if
too.
I got a candy cane. Because first of all, the existence of candy canes actually confuse me. Because they're just there for aesthetic, in my opinion. They yeah. don't taste good.
I like candy canes.
I hate candy canes. They yeah. don't taste good and they're so hard.
Exactly. I could suck on it all day. No. Because it's like it's like a jawbreaker.
It's so hard, I could suck on it all day.
Well, no. Suck away.
No, because there's so much candy instead of like a little bit of candy.
See, it's not good candy. The flavor isn't
it's
delicious.
Minty.
I don't like it.
I love it. It's so minty sweet.
I hate it.
Uh-huh,
if it tasted like fruity, I'd probably appreciate it more. But it just, for
I like
me, it tastes sweet.
Too. So, yeah, I mean,
you.
No, I wouldn't look for it. If it's there, I'll eat it.
I don't even if it's available, I don't eat it.
I liked it. So in my head, it was a good gift because I would have wanted a candy cane.
Ang weird no candy cane. So hindi na talaga kayo nag-ano?
Hindi, yun nga. It took, kasi, okay, away kami grade 3. This is probably what, grade 4, grade 5? wala, umabot hanggang grade 7 kasi
until he had to leave and move to a different school.
Biglang sabi niya yung last name ko. Tapos biglang pakita ko there's a hand like by my side. I was like, what? Oh. So I shook his hand and then I guess
alam mo yung message noon. I forgive you for giving me that lame candy cane in fourth grade.
What? It was good.
Pero alam mo, weird na tumagal ng ganun yung di kayo nag-usap. Kasi I would think, especially in school ha, ang hirap mag-FO because you see each other every day.
Hello, magkatabi nga kami lagi.
Ayun nga. And especially kung classmates kayo all the time. Yung parang, I would find
remember
that so
that,
difficult
ano? Remember,
to just completely stop talking to
that one
someone.
Year na dalawa lang kaming natanggal sa section namin at nilipat sa iba pang section.
Tapos hindi pa kayo nagbati pa
tapos,
rin.
Tapos hindi pa rin. So kami lang yung magkakilala dun sa new section.
But you opted to like
parang like
find other people.
Life was giving us all these chances to make up.
But you never took them.
We never took them.
Have you ever had a time where you had someone in your life that you lost contact with but got together with again in the future, like after?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
High school.
Couple of times, yeah. And it was a very good, like, my gosh, why didn't we like hook up earlier? Like
hook
we
up?
Not hook up. I mean, you know, like not hook up. Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah, connect.
Connect. Diba? Na parang like, we were best of friends. And we just, wala lang. I mean, we didn't fight. Alam mo, wala. Just life happened. Tapos nag-states na siya. So, like, nakalimutan lang. But I'm like, and then, I went out with a common friend of ours na hindi namin as close. Kami kasi we were barkada. So, when we went out with another friend, and then I was like, yeah, whatever happened to our friend?
Amelia Earhart.
And then our common friend was like, he's my friend on Facebook. I was like, what? Give me the link. I want like hook us up because I need to talk
so
to him.
So inad mo.
Tapos inad ko. Tapos yun nga biglang we started messaging each other. Hey, like no awkwardness at
all. What's
been
up?
Yeah.
And then sabi ko, next time you're in the Philippines. And then yun nga. Diba?
And you hung out.
It was that one.
Yeah.
The one
yeah,
who passed
one.
Away. Yeah. And then we saw each other right before the pandemic. We had coffee.
Yeah.
Here in Metro Walk. And I was like, can you please tell me when you're going to come back? So that let's go out of town. Let's have lunch. Let's spend an entire day together. Like the way we used to. This was in 2019. And he goes, I'm coming back to the Philippines 2020. I was like, okay, it's a date. And then the pandemic happened. And then last year I found out that he passed away.
Was this because
so
of the pandemic?
No, because it was just out of nowhere.
Oh my gosh.
And it was so heartbreaking because, like, alam mo yung you found your friend again.
Yeah.
And I really, and we did, you know, keep in touch during the pandemic.
Yeah, yeah.
We were just too busy with the pandemic, you know what I mean?
But at least, you know, you reconnected before. Yeah.
I know, that's the thing that I just comfort myself with. But it was just, like, really.
Had
like,
you connected earlier?
No.
And
I was really looking forward to it, feeling konon. I was kind of like, we should, like, go to the beach or something like Boracay or something.
That's so sad.
It is sad.
But yeah.
Well,
and
that's life. That's why. If you're interested in like reconnecting with someone from the past, don't wait too long.
Wait.
Okay?
Yes.
If you can do it now, do it now.
Do not
do it now.
If you have a friend that comes to mind when we say this, that friend. Yeah, call them up.
Or an
message
ex.
Them.
If you miss an ex, tell them. If you still love them, tell them.
I don't know if that's the best idea.
Hindi. I mean,
go to the bathroom first.
I'm just saying. Don't wait. Why wait? Alam mo, baka it's too late.
Okay, let's start with you.
Ay, wag na lang pala. Hindi, ako, I'll wait. I'll wait a little longer. Let's wait a while, sabi nga ni Tita Janet.
Let's do it on air.
Let's wait a while.
On air.
Ay, let's wait a while. Let's wait a while.
Let's wait a while, oh. Come back to me.
Ay, pwede din.
I'm begging you, please.
Hey, wala ako dito. So if anything happens, it's Hazel who does it.
And from Tampupu.
Number 8.
Quits na tayo. One time, a classmate asked me, Ay, bakit ang baba ng score mo sa exam? So, ang sagot ko, ay, bakit ang pangit mo?
Parang medyo deserve. Parang, medyo deserve.
Hindi ko alam kung paano ako magre-recover. Pag ganun yung sagot sa akin.
Pakilamera ka kasi.
Sa pool? Hindi, tsaka kasi what kind of question is that? Bakit ang baba? Eh kasi, obviously.
Oh, hindi ako nag-review.
Why make me answer a very painful question? Obviously, bumagsak na nga yung tao. Tatanungin mo pa na, ay, bakit ang baba ng score mo? And from Nina Hidalgo.
Number seven.
True story, when my crush said, yuck, after he found out that I had a crush on him, I treated him like a complete stranger until now. It's not deserved. Kasi you don't have to like everyone who likes you, but you don't have to be mean about it.
Yeah.
If you find out somebody has a crush on you and ayaw mo siya, and then you're like, no. Even a no, a curt no would be enough. But to go like, yuck. But like,
yeah.
For me, it'd actually be extra nice if I find out na, you know, you like me, but I don't like you back until you cross a certain line.
Okay, pag masyado kang different.
Naging like, ano, presko or like assuming kasi I'm being friendly, yeah. Then I would,
you know,
be
what?
A little mean.
Same. Yeah. I feel like when I find out someone has a crush on me, I become
you're extra nice. Yeah, that's also how I am.
But exactly. I don't want to send mixed signals.
But not to the point that they might think
that you're interested.
That you're into
exactly.
Them. Yeah.
Like, I'll let them know and I'll talk about, like, for example, my significant other or things that have happened in my life as well,
yes.
Just to throw in a little hint.
But if they're okay with them crushing on you and you just being friendly, period, then great.
Then great, right?
Diba?
But what if they're crushing on you and then you don't reciprocate and then they block you?
That's horrible. Kasi nga, it's like... No, kasi that's horrible. Parang, also... You mean we can't even be friends? Like, what did I ever do to deserve that block?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Right?
Diba?
And all you've been was nice.
Oh, yeah. I've
been kind.
Horrible.
Right?
And from Ryan Reese.
It's not like...
Number six.
Okay, and from Ryan Reese. True story. Quits na tayo. Sa expressway, dahil ayaw mong umalis sa overtaking lane, in-overtaken kita. Tapos, nung nasa harap na ako, binagalang ko para patas na tayo. Ako kasi, I don't go out of my way to pick a fight, even on the road. For me, it's like, if, you know what, if the other lane is free, I will just overtake you. And then done.
Yeah.
I don't feel the need na babagalang ko rin para alam mo.
Or yung iba yung bubusinahan pa pag na-overtake mo na parang.
Oo. I mean, I don't...
Yeah.
It's too much stress. I don't like stress. So for me, it's like, if you're slow, I'll overtake. Ang ayoko yung ano, ang ayoko yung I will have a reaction. Yung mabagal yung nasa harap, tapos pag papa-overtake niya ako, biglang bibilisan niya. Oh, that really gets me. That really gets. Kasi for me, that's already rude.
Yeah.
Sa akin kasi, parang like, you know what? If you're slow, that's fine.
Yeah.
You do you. So, let me overtake.
Without even looking at them. Kasi
without
yung iba,
hindi
nga bubusina, pero like, we'll give
yung
you
merong,
a look.
Merong glare.
Uh-uh.
No. Like, you know what? Just let me pass. I'm fine. Go as slow as you want.
Yeah.
I don't really care. But if I'm about to pass you, tapos bigla niyang bibilisan. Oh. Ay, away yun. Kasi like, ang kapal ng mukha.
But diba? Still, you don't wanna, you know,
no, I mean,
you don't
wanna
get into it. You have no idea how crazy
it's true. But I will speed up even faster.
Aww.
And I'd say 99.99% of the time, nakakalagpas naman.
Oh, yeah.
But for me lang, parang like, why are you doing this?
What's
why
the
are
purpose?
You doing this? Like, you're going slow, right? So, why is it you speed up the moment I start speeding up?
Yeah.
Kasi competitive.
Sobrang ano lang, coops lang nung move na yun.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
I'm not a fan of that.
Although,
but otherwise, go for it.
Oh, I think I told the story before, but I think an ex one time got really angry at a jeepney driver. So, decided to overtake the jeepney driver because the jeepney driver kept stopping.
Mm.
Stopping at inopportune circumstances. So what my ex did was parang nag-park siya sa harap ng...
I wouldn't do that. I wouldn't do that. I wouldn't stop.
That's scary. That's a little scary.
Tapos lumabas siya sa car.
Oh, no.
Oh, even more.
That's horrible.
Even if I had no plans of going down, I will not stop.
Yeah, or if I see the other person going down.
Masyadong aggressive yun eh. So scary. No. I mean, it's not worth it for me.
Yeah, like, definitely. Eh,
kasi yung ex, baka kilala din ng jeepney driver.
Baka nagpa-autograph ng jeepney driver.
Baka nagpa-selfie.
Yun lang.
Idol.
There's that. Mm. I mean.
Yeah.
Next from Fitz Villafuerte.
Number five.
You spoiled me at sinabi mo kung sino yung nanalo sa Survivor. Okay. Eh di sasabihin ko sa iyo yung ending ng One Day.
Oh.
One good turn deserves another.
Well, yeah, deserve.
You spoil something that I like, I'll spoil something that you like.
Mm-hmm.
For me, fair.
Mm-mm.
I mean, it's petty, but yeah, fair. Lalo na ko sa dyan. Kasi minsan, hindi naman sinasadya.
Mm.
You know what I mean? So, pag ganun, no need to be the bigger person. Pero pag yung alam mong sinadya.
Kaya lang, bad trip kung yung ginagantihan mo, hindi affected sa spoilers.
Yeah.
Eh, yun lang. Hindi, kailangan alam mo na ayaw din niyang malaman yun.
Mm.
Kumbaga, you spoil the effect.
Mm-hmm.
Kasi diba ang ganda nung, oh, I didn't see that coming. Ang ganda nung experience, diba? So,
yeah.
When you spoil it, you're like, alam ko na kung ano mangyayari. It does diminish
right.
The return. So, yun lang.
Also, let me add, with Hazel, if you want to win at the board game, it's gotta be the winning move with Hazel.
What do you mean?
Like, for example, in Monopoly Deal. If you make a move that is, you know, at the start of the game, she will get you for the next four turns.
It took two turns to get my money back.
Sino yan sa Survivor? Yung may nagsabi na niyan eh. Na parang,
alam mo.
If you're going to plan a blindside, make sure they stay down. Kasi pag hindi, you're dead.
You're over.
Pareho lang kami ni Kai ng philosophy. Si Kai din eh, diba? Because we played Bananagrams. Tapos the first game, Marky won. And Kai was like, no, I don't care if I lose to you. I just need to beat Marky. So, very specific.
Very that.
But thank God Hazel won the rest of the games.
Mm-mm.
Kasi, tapos alam mo yung sa Monopoly deal, yung parang ang naging goal ko na lang nun. Parang very Kai, parang as long as Marky doesn't win. Because he messed with my property. Alam mo yun. Ayun talaga, hindi natin namalayan yung isa yung nanalo.
Exactly.
Mm-mm.
Sino nanalo? Si Chico ba? Or si Kai? Si Kai nanalo? Ah, okay.
Yeah. Hindi, kasi ako nga parang like, sana may manalo na. I don't like Monopoly.
Couldn't wait to get out of there.
Ay,
nakakatawa. He was just like, he was checked out.
Yung winning move was to get my entire set.
Uh-huh.
Nung sabi, I steal Chico's set. Yes. Tapos na yung game.
Makakabalik na sa K-drama.
You know, makakabalik na ako sa K-drama.
I thought that Chico was gonna be so happy when I brought out
your
my board
Pokemon
game. I was like, look at this. I have Monopoly Pokemon.
To be fair, only the Monopoly games. I love Bananagrams. Like, I never won a single game, but I enjoy playing it.
But
you know, like,
what is it about Monopoly?
I don't know.
My childhood, ano ba siya sa'yo?
Wala. Like,
memory.
We used to play it, and I was like...
Oh. You never enjoyed it, even when you were younger?
No. I was like, maybe like, I don't know, 5 years old.
Baka
like,
mas...
What the F
okay,
is
mas
this?
Trip mo yung Pictionary.
Yun,
like,
I love those.
Okay.
You know, there are games where... I mean, of course, I love to win. But even if I don't win, I enjoy playing it.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, Bananagrams. I love it. Like, I never won a single game, but I'm like, nah.
Alam mo yung hindi ko type.
Because I enjoy it.
Snakes and Ladders.
I loved Snakes and Ladders.
No, I didn't like it
Pero,
as a kid.
Yeah, it's just that. You know how, like, sometimes we like some games more than others?
That's true.
Anything Monopoly, any form, whether it's the board game or the card game, kahit Pokemon pa yan, kahit Naruto pa yan, I'm like, if it's Monopoly, I'm pass. No,
your
I don't
Monopoly
get the,
deal,
I don't get you, the whole... Okay, property, steal property, and get from the back. Can you tell? I don't like it.
He's not into it at all. Not into it. He was over it when we started.
I was so over. Like, can somebody please?
I could tell. You were giving that energy.
No, but he gave it a chance.
I gave it a chance.
Because he's like, oh, it's a card game. It might be better.
Yeah.
Okay, what do I do with this?
Okay, back. I guess.
Okay, back. Oh, I completed the set. Yay.
Hater.
I don't like Monopoly.
And I remember when Hazel was explaining the game and we were trying to figure it out.
Oh,
I was trying to help out.
He wasn't even listening.
Chico was just like, oh, okay.
He
was like a chameleon, like on the side, trying to blend in with the environment.
He didn't care. Because I was trying to get him to read the rules also, so I didn't have to explain.
I was this close to secretly messaging Baby Will, tell me you want me to go somewhere.
And I swear, like we handed out the cards, and like we took the cards, and I had to go, wait, Chico, cards more. I mean,
he didn't want to play.
And then the first time, it's like he didn't hear me, and I had to physically take the cards and put it in his hand.
Totally, yeah, like literally,
the resistance was real.
Shove it in my hand, like.
So next time, alam na natin yung hindi dadalhin.
Yon.
Anything Monopoly. Alam mo, naisip ko na hindi natin nabili, na sana nabili natin, that we would all have enjoyed.
Yeah.
Games of the General.
Oh,
Game
of the General. Would've been fun. That would have been fun.
Kasi di ba yun yung...
No, but to be honest, of the new games, I really enjoyed Bananagrams.
Bananagrams
too,
is the best.
It's fast.
For me,
it's fast
kahit hindi
pace.
Ako nananalo, it's so therapeutic.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, I'm just like,
you're just enjoying forming words.
Like, honestly, I'm not even thinking of like finishing before everybody else.
Yes.
I'm really just like, ooh,
it's fun.
What's the next word?
And
I'm
it's not
going
like
before?
A full on Scrabble.
Like, it's so enjoyable.
Yun nga, kaya mas mabilis siya, diba? Mas yeah. Masaya.
It's just so enjoyable. I
yung
really love
nakakatawa,
that
yung
I would do that on my own.
Yung nakakatawa, you know? Tinry natin yung ano, yung nagbabakuran tayo.
Oh, that's such a stupid
dumb game.
What is that game again?
Quaridor.
Quaridome? Quaridrome?
Quaridors. Because you're creating
or Quaridors. Yes.
Quaridors.
So, terrible! Like,
it's a terrible game.
And it was really funny.
Not
because
meant
like,
for petty people. Because we just
like what we did. Like
out.
We were playing with other people.
Natin yung nagdevelop ng game. I'm sorry guys.
Baka hindi lang natin talaga nilaro ng tama.
Like, baka we were, feeling ko mali yung ano natin.
I think we just tried to block each other from winning.
Yeah.
And we didn't care about who else won. And like, someone else won because we just blocked each other off.
Yeah.
You know what's similar to that? Pekwa. Yung ipitan.
Oh, I love Pekwa.
Because it's like, it's basically sabotage.
You know what? You have to refresh me out. Because I remember as
okay.
a kid, favorite ko yung
so,
Pekwa.
So Pekwa, basically, I think 6 yung first na ibababa. So, lahat lang may 6 muna. Bababa niyo yung 6. So, 6 of clubs, ganyan. Tapos, every turn, every time it's your turn, you're supposed to dugtong lang. So,
like 7 or 5.
Kunyari, 7. Oh, yung 6 of hearts, may 7 of hearts ka. Yun yung next move
next.
Mo.
So, right,
hanggang
right.
mabuo niyo lang na 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, jack, king, queen, king. And then, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, ace.
Yeah.
Ganun lang. And then the person left with cards
loses.
Or the person na maubos yung cards
wins
first. Yeah, wins. Basically, ganun lang siya. But then sometimes you never finish a game kasi it's a battle of like willpower. Yung parang ganun. Hindi ko bababa to kasi as soon as ibaba ko to, mabababa mo na yung ganito. So matatalo ko.
You know what? I'm starting to remember.
That's the thing about it.
Pero like same, we played Pusoy Dos.
Yes.
Which I remember my entire college was all about Pusoy Dos. But haven't played it in such a long time that I forgot. And then nung na-refresh na yung memory ko, I was like, oh, this is fun. I remember
Pusoy
this
Pusoy Dos is the best.
It's, yeah.
It's my go-to.
That one I love. Like
when
I
it comes to cards,
I can just keep on playing that.
Yeah, we just kept going and going and going.
But Monopoly.
And biggest, we go back to the Monopoly hater.
I'm the biggest Monopoly hater. Like, I so don't get it. Even before, because I remember, I knew of the game before I actually played it.
Yeah.
And I was excited. So it's not like I didn't want to play it. And then when somebody brought a board game, I was like, yay, I've always wanted to play this. I was like, oh, damn, this is boring. So I was like, yun, so.
Okay.
Yeah.
Noted.
Never got noted, around to noted. Liking it. Anyway, from Al Macchiato.
Number 4.
Quits na tayo. Nag-VL ka for a couple of days at ako yung sumalo ng project mo. So pag ako ang nag-VL, aba, saluhin mo rin yung project ko. Diba? I mean, just fair.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-mm.
So, it's very us. Sa DJ naman yung swap.
Yeah.
Diba? Yung parang, kung nag-swap ako for you, so the next time, I need a swap.
Uh-huh.
Kailangan game ka rin. Kasi,
yes,
ginulo mo yung schedule nung katrabaho mo, tas nung siya na ayaw mo, diba? Mm-hmm. So, from Mike Ferrer,
Number three.
AKA, walang kwentang anak. Quits na tayo. Kinarga mo ako for 9 months sa sinapupunan mo. Kaya, okay, I let you stay at my house for 1 year. O yan, ha, may utang ka pang 3 months.
Oh my God.
Napaka walang kwenta. At saka yung isa titira lang sa bahay. Yung isa, karga-karga ka niya sa...
Oh my gosh.
Sa womb niya for like 9 months. Dagok.
Pero alam mo, mainit na usapan yan, ha?
Oh, really?
Kasi nga, people are more outspoken about stuff like that these days. And, you know, obviously, a lot of people are saying, Anna, when you're a parent, hindi mo pwede isumbat yung dinala kita sa sinapupunan ko, pinakain kita, pinag-aral kita. Because the kid didn't choose to be, you know, brought into this world. You did that yourself.
Yeah.
And so that's your responsibility as a parent. So given yon.
I think it really hinges on what kind of relationship the parent has with the child.
I think if you foster a good relationship,
very true.
It's not even gonna matter.
It's
wala
not gonna
nang
matter.
Bilangan.
Because you
hindi
do,
kayo magsusumbatan.
You do it for the love.
You do it for the... That is so true.
Kasi minsan... Of course, meron din taman talagang bad parent, meron ding bad child. I mean, that's a given, right?
Yeah.
But let's
in
say
general,
all things being equal, usually, if merong disparity when it comes to like, usually may issue na iba.
Mm-hmm.
Merong underlying mm-hmm. issue. Kasi most people would be like, if you have a good relationship with your mom, with your dad,
wala.
They won't even have to ask you. You would be the one, di ba yung mga maraming kids, yung mga... I'm going to surprise my dad with his very first car.
Yeah, that's so sweet.
They didn't even ask
for it. I love that.
But you as a child, because you appreciate them so much,
yeah,
you want to do this for them. Mm. So usually, yung mga may issue sa ganyan, merong underlying sama ng loob or whatever.
Or yung iba yung all their lives na bata pa lang sila, parang tinatrain na sila to be like, the person who would take over eventually to be the breadwinner and all that.
But,
parang the pressure.
You know, that's very, very Philippines.
Mm-hmm.
Or a lot of, actually, I know a few countries that are like that. Latin America. But in Europe, kasi at age 18, you're out of the house.
Yeah.
The US?
Which is,
the same.
I think I like that better because it's like quits now. I gave you what you needed and now you're out of the house. But I can help you as much as you need, like when you're out of the house, but you're not going to live with me anymore. So that eventually when I retire, I don't have to live with you either.
Right. Ang hirap din kasi talaga dito. Like for me,
mahirap kasi like for
you
example,
know, I never would have left home if my parents weren't like planning to migrate to another country.
It's true. I was going to say, di ba, in your case, Hazel, parang ikaw nga parang malungkot ka pa pag aalis na yung parents.
Yeah,
mo.
Very.
Diba? So, I like I said, I really think it hinges on
your relationship.
What sort of relationship do you have?
Yeah.
Kasi if you feel like, kung ang tingin mo sa parent mo, parang like,
pabigat.
Or ano, yung parang
demanding.
Like, yung iron fist, yung discipline, laging sermon, then obviously you wouldn't want to stay in the same house, right? Not because you don't want to take care of them, but more like,
hirapan
I need to be
din.
Free of this. But if you have like a relationship where you both thrive,
that is true.
Then you probably will not have a problem.
Mm-hmm.
That is true.
Living in the same house.
Yeah.
Diba? From Coco Hernandez.
Number two.
Quits na tayo. The karma I bring is a chameleon, like the song. You'll never see it coming. I will get even without you knowing I got even.
Ay, sneaky. Mm. Ay, mahirap kaaway.
Oo. Kasi hindi mo alam na nakaganti na pala siya.
And hindi mo alam kung mas matindi yung ganti niya.
Oo.
Because you don't see it.
Hindi mo matitrace sa kanya.
Oh.
I like that.
I did myself.
We are watching
our backs, Chico. Like, grabe, nakakatakot
naman yan. Grabe yung mga ganyan, no?
I like that.
I like Virgos. That's how Virgos, well, I mean, from the Virgo friends I have. Mm-hmm. That's how they operate.
Oh. Oh, baka kaya ayaw ni J-Lo ng Virgo. Di ba si J-Lo yung will not hire, supposedly, allegedly, ayaw niya mag-hire ng Virgo dancers?
Yeah.
Don't get me wrong, I love Virgos. But it's just, I mean, don't get into a
relationship. Don't mess with them.
Don't get in a relationship with them. And then F them over.
I like Virgos, just don't get into a relationship.
No, don't get into a relationship with them and then F them over. Because if you F them over, okay. Tenfold.
Oh.
And it won't come from them. They'll find a way for other people to do it for them.
So they could be really sneaky.
Very, very sneaky.
But I love them. I love Virgos. Like, I get along with Virgos.
Mm.
And the top.
And the top entry, number one.
Quits na tayo comes from... Quits na tayo comes from Queen of Denmark.
Queen of Denmark.
Quits na tayo. Pinost mo yung pic ko kung saan pangit ako. Eh, di ilalabas ko yung pic mo bago ka irito. Like, not necessarily a bad pic.
Yeah.
But a pre...
Oh my God.
Pre-cosmetic surgery.
Mm. Yeah.
And some people, I know, well, I've only known of one.
Mm.
Nag-purge siya. Well, ang sa account niya.
Pre-retoke photos.
Like, removed all. Like, parang nag-start yung Instagram and Facebook niya from the surgery.
Well, I guess it's easier if you're not a celebrity. It's difficult kasi if you're a celeb, kahit iscrub mo pa yung account mo,
it'll
meron ng photo.
Oo, hindi. Ito naman, non-celebrity naman.
Yeah.
And then, yun ka. And of course, everyone was like, syempre field day yung mga Marites, di ba?
Mm.
As if naman, wala tayong picture na
kasama siya.
Pag may-ari ng iba.
Right.
Di ba? So obviously, people have your pictures, can still post.
Yeah.
You don't have control over that.
You can block them, I guess, if you're that.
Mm. Pero ikaw lang ang hindi makakakita nun. Lahat ng mga friends nila,
makita pa rin din. Eh. And if you have common friends, kita din.
So there you go. Two more batches coming right up.
TMR Top 10. The Morning Rush Top 10.
Monster RX 93.1. Time for the Top 10 for today. And let's start off with some greets.
Let's say good morning to more texters like Coco Hernandez, who says, what's up? So hard, sucking all day. So hard and okay. Sucking all day and a jawbreaker. Respect. Sabi niya.
Okay.
Talking about candy canes, of course.
Of course.
Chico mentioned it earlier. Yeah. Hello to Bianca. Rojas Santiago, Edrickin says, Chico, sponsors, Tentai, Patis, and Family Rubbing Alcohol. Di lang pang pamilya, pang ex pa. Ba't pang ex pa yung sabi niya? Hello to Cyril. Good morning to Renz and also to Sunday. And hi to Mrs. John. Good morning to sabi ni Mrs. John, wala na Chico kahit Google binaon na sa limot yung brand. Ine-expose mo sarili mo. Ano na butter baby?
I know, right?
And that's
meron
it.
Promise meron nun.
That's it for the text line.
And on X, saying hi to Vanjo Avelino, Kegel Phillips, super belated happy birthday, Marky. Oh, thank you. You deserve all the happiness and success coming your way. And thank you through the years dahil pag andyan ka, my greets are being read to X.
Oh.
Well.
And kasi nga, siya, ikaw yung in charge.
Ako in charge.
So, syempre, pag wala ka, hindi nababasa.
Hi to Kiko Man Machine and Specialist Joe. Also, greeting someone on Instagram. Hey, saying hi to Eric Perez, who says, please greet me on air. Very silent rusher from the start. Same age as Chico, 36 forever.
Oh, hello.
Yeah. And that's it for greets.
All right, so we've got our giant batch right here. Thanking Mike Ferrer for the topic. No numbers. Quits na tayo. From Al Macchiato, si hubby nagluluto, ako naguhugas. Siya naglilinis ng banyo, ako nagvacuum. Siya nag-grocery, ako naglalaba. Ako nagsasampay. Ako nagdi-delay. Teka, parang hindi kami quits.
Parang lugi. Parang lugi tayo dyan.
Pag-inis sa isa mo na, no? Wait a minute. But dapat di ba ganun-ganun? Like alternate.
Kayo, sino lugi?
Wala naman. Ano kami? Divided equally.
Equally?
Ay, ako nag-appreciate. Oh, siya nagluluto, ako nag-appreciate. Mm. So, equal na equal.
In fairness, naghuhugas siya.
Oo, naghuhugas. Hindi, yeah. Kasi it's my specialty. Even yung sa aso and sa cats, ako yung naghuhugas. Yeah.
Buti na lang hindi ka nag-depreciate.
I love washing. I love washing.
Even my sister was like, bakit yung pinagod si Chico? Siya yung pinagod. Sabi ko, eh, hindi. Pinicturan ko lang siya, but we all help.
Yeah. Hindi, tsaka ano ka talaga yung washing. Kasi nga, it also satisfies the OCD.
Is it kind of therapeutic for you?
Yeah, in a way. Yung parang alam mo yung, lalo na pag yung andumi-dumi, tapos bilang malilinis mo silang lahat. There's this, I don't know, I guess it's the OCD nga, na, oh, everything is so clean now.
Kaya nga, for me, ang inisip ko na lang nung nandun tayo, parang, ayoko naman to take away what you find therapeutic. So I was like, oh, you know what? You should just let them do it.
Thank you, Hazel.
May nag-reply. Can I be honest? Spill!
Hoy! Nag-ano ako ha? Tumutulong ako. Mm-mm. Hindi sa pagluluto. Kasi wala.
Nag-reply siya saan?
Sa comments. Mm-mm.
Wala ako alam.
Can I be honest?
Hi!
Of course!
Hi! And,
change topic bigla.
Hindi ah.
Sabi na, spill the tea.
Hindi. And from Maxim the Winter, true story, niregaluhan ko idol ko sa Korea. Hala, later, niregaluhan din niya ako. Like, how many idols actually gift their fans back?
That's so pretty cool.
That's really cool. No, I mean, you will be hard-pressed to find an idol who would actually give you presents.
Because there are these artists who donate to their fans.
Yeah, pero gets ko pa yun eh.
Who was that again? It was in the news recently.
Yung kunyari, they find out one of their fans like is in dire need. Mm. And then I get that. Pero yung like a gift? Like a gift? Yung wala lang, dahil niregaluhan mo ko, re-regaluhan din kita. That's pretty rare. That is pretty rare.
That's super nice.
It's super nice, but it's also really annoying. If you give a gift to someone, just one person, what will happen to the other fans?
That is true.
You gotta give gifts to everyone in your fandom.
And then, yung reaction nga ni Maxim the Winter, diba? Iyak.
Or ano? Bakit ako?
Bakit ako niregaluhan mo? Hindi sila. And coming from Tampupu, quits na tayo. Sinaktan mo yung jowa ko eh. Kaya, paliligayahin ko yung jowa mo.
Wait a second.
Para iba yung ganti niya. I don't know about that. From Nina Hidalgo, nagsumbong ka sa teacher para ibalik ko sa'yo yung pencil case mo. Pwes, wiwiwi ako sa gitna ng classroom. May hinala ako. Si Hazel, si Margaret. Nagpalit lang siya ng name.
First of all, I have never in my life peed in front of a crowd, okay? And hello, ang tanga ni Margaret. I would never. Mm. Bakit niya gagawin yun? Mukha siyang eng-eng.
Oo.
Diba?
Tsaka pencil case ko yun eh. Ba't ka magagalit exactly. Na kinuha ko yung
kung ako si Margaret, si Chico ang papaihiin ko.
You freak.
No, I mean, why would I embarrass myself?
Oh,
I'd embarrass you.
Yun ang ganti niya. Yun ang ganti niya.
Mukhang eng-eng si Margaret talaga.
Oo. And, at saka gusto ko na in-assume nyo na pwede kaming naging magkaklase ni Hazel.
Actually, no, teka lang ah.
Umayag ka
wait
naman.
Lang ah.
Ang issue mo pa yung pagwiwi.
Oo eh, pero parang hindi maganda yung sinasabi mo na yan.
Oo. Tana naman, kasi di ba, we're in the mid-30s range. And from quits na tayo, from rhyme and reason, quits na tayo. Dahil nilaglag mo ko sa family at friends ko, dun sa sikreto ko, edi nilaglag ko rin yung laptop mo from our office window.
OMG.
Boy, pwede kang kasuhan sa ganyan.
Ano bang ano yun? Crime.
Damage.
Yun?
Damage like property.
At saka baka may mabagsakan.
Oh, that too.
Kahit maliit lang yun, ha? Pag, with the velocity that it will incur as it falls. Ugh.
You know what? That's
lethal.
That's a fear of mine. Walking on the street and randomly an aircon falls.
My my God!
Not just an aircon. Talaga. Not just an aircon. It could be a smaller item. Like, for example, this happened to me twice, believe it or not, in Eastwood. A cigarette butt. I had the burn.
Oh my God.
It fell on my arm.
That's terrible.
And obviously, it didn't come from ground level. Somebody from Excelsior, like, flicked it because I was right in front of the building and it fell on my arm. Twice.
Feeling ko kasi, the bigger it is, like, for example, AC, mas may chance that you'd get to avoid it kasi mas mabagal yung bagsak if it's heavier. Right?
I don't know. Physics,
versus if it's something smaller.
Like smaller.
Baka no. Hindi mo mapansin diba na something is...
Pero feeling ko, like...
Hindi, oo nga, no, kung aircon mabilis kasi mabigat.
Quick.
Gravity.
Even still, a smaller item, like for example, yung OG puncher. That's pretty small, right? But from, let's say, from the 30th floor, that's fatal.
Hindi, tsaka, ang ano lang dun is if it's bigger, you might spot it faster.
Yes.
Because you will probably hear it before it falls, right?
Yeah.
Na natanggal siya or something. Pero kung maliit kasi, minsan you'd miss it na eh. Hindi mo na mapapa.
Yan.
Like yun,
totoo
cigarette
yan.
Nga. Cigarette butt hassle.
The Jedi Master, true story, when I was still dating my now wife, she always paid for our movie food. And I paid for the movie tickets. And she always says, quits na tayo. I like that. Kasi parang it's not always... one person doesn't always like pay for everything. Tapos yung isang tao naman, they don't feel indebted to the other person. It's like, you know what? We like to hang out because we like each other. But I don't want to feel like I'm indebted to you.
And
that
for
I
me,
owe you anything.
When it comes to stuff like that, it doesn't even have to be equal.
Exactly.
Like what you spend doesn't have to be equal to what I spend, but just the gesture of it all.
Yeah.
I like that.
Yung parang, if I wanted to, I could.
And if you're friends kasi and you constantly hang out and do stuff together, yung hindi na kayo, may mga friends na ganun, may mga friends na mabilang, but I prefer friends na hindi nagbibilangan.
Yeah.
Because, you know, alam mo yun, parang I don't like it when I feel like yung parang takot na takot kang malugi.
Mm.
Na for me, parang okay, it's not like I'm gonna like cheat or...
I think for most people, if your friend is very galante to you, then you become very galante to them or hindi mabilang.
Same.
But if people are mabilang to you, then you become very mabilang
to them.
Mm.
Yeah.
It's like, yeah.
You know what? It's the same way with me and SO. Ganun kami. I pay for lunch, siya dinner.
Mm.
And it doesn't matter the cost. Like, kunwari, galante ako, and then, like...
You feel like splurging.
I feel like splurging. And siya, ano, something a little bit more, not as expensive. I'm fine with that.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm really okay with that.
Ako, that's why when I have friends na kunyari mabilang, I kind of feel bad for them. Kasi nga, then I wouldn't be as generous with you.
Yeah.
Because you're that way. But had you not done that,
yeah,
I would probably be lugi. Kasi I would be like, I'm the type who would like, alam mo yun, parang, nee, sige, I'll
pay.
Yeah, go lang if I have money or whatever. So I don't like it when people are so like mabilang. Mm-hmm.
And from Lock on Stratus, quits na tayo. Gusto ko agad, quits na tayo. If you buy me coffee, then I'll buy you something of equal value agad. Kesa naman yung nanlibre ka nga, pero puro parinig naman.
Bakit may parinigan?
Yun nga.
Hindi bukal sa kalooban.
Oo. Yung parang, I guess if that, yun nga, we go back to that. If this person, let's say you have a friend na malibre nga, pero maano rin.
Mabilang na, oy, nilibre kita parang, ng...
Oh yeah, nilibre kita, tapos ako hindi mo ako nililibre. Then you're like, alam mo, wag mo na lang ako ilibre.
True. Then like KKB.
Kasi ako, I'm also fine with that. I have a friend, ganun kami, na even piso.
No, down to the last cent.
Down to the last peso. My the only friend of mine na ganun yung relationship namin. Na parang, kasi nga, parang para wala nang ganun, you know? And she, to be honest, hindi rin naman siya mabilang. And hindi rin naman ako mabilang. Pero para lang to
sanay
avoid
lang.
It, let's just always pay for ourselves.
For everything.
Wala na tayong. Kasi minsan nga yung ganun, yung parang like, hindi, akin na to. Tapos biglang the next time, pag ikaw naman yung sumagot, tapos yung isa biglang like, eh, mas muro itong kunain natin.
Although, gets ko naman. Gets. And you also have to understand na hindi naman kayo pare-pareho ng income.
Yeah.
So, there's that also. There's that factor. Now, some people might be more mabilang than others because hindi naman, alam mo yun, kung limited lang din yung ano nila.
Sa akin, okay sa akin, mabilang if we're paying already. Yung kunyari, kumain tayo. Mm. Tapos parang, oh, ito yung sa akin ha, ito lang yung akin, so ito lang yung babayaran ko. I am fine with that. It's that. Yung lilibre ka, tapos may maririnig ka after. Parang, sana hindi mo na ako nilibre. Kasi hindi ko naman, yeah. I'm not the type of person who'd be like, oh, treat mo.
Correct.
Like, I would never. So, if nanlibre ka of your own accord, tapos makakarinig ako nung parang like, oy, nilibre kita, ba't hindi mo ako
nilibre? Never ako nilibre nito.
Parang like, I didn't ask you to libre me. Yes. I would never ask anyone to libre me. So,
are you galante when it comes to like, for example, groups of people who are, you know, not as affluent?
If I'm close to them, it's not about whether they're rich or not. If I'm close to you, I am. Very.
Yeah.
But if I don't know you very well,
yeah.
I don't know about that. I don't know if I'll be as galante.
And if you treat me a certain way, if you treat me a certain way, and if I feel like you're not just friends with me because you know that you can use me na, I'll pay for stuff.
Yeah.
Then that's a different story.
Yeah.
And from 7070, kung ano ang mga sinabi mo dati tungkol sa akin, eh di kainin mo to ngayon. Like yung mga sinabi mo. Yan yung ganti niya. Kaya sinabi mo na wala akong mararating sa buhay. O tapos I'm successful now. O kainin mo ngayon yung sinabi mo.
It's diba? Giving that teacher
parang,
from TikTok.
Kainin mo to. Ganon.
Ano?
Eat your words.
Yan, eat your words. So not anything physical like turon or something.
Hindi naman. Sanggal.
Parang gusto ko tuloy ng turon.
I know, right?
Parang I'm craving turon.
Yeah. And from Victoriano, quits na tayo. Siniraan mo ko kay boss, kaya sisiraan din kita. Hindi kay boss, sa asawa niya. Eh, di ba they say the boss's wife or husband?
That's really the person
is
in
the
control.
Power behind the throne. So, kunyari, gusto kang i-promote ni boss, eh sasabihin ng wife, ay, wag yan. Mas maugali.
Di ko type yan.
Di ko type yan. Oh, edi.
No, you're in trouble.
Uh-oh.
From
Al Macchiato, my company volunteered to sponsor my resident visa and citizenship, even if I didn't ask them to. So, of course, I'm going to give them my best and be loyal to them. Kasi nilagaan nila. Ganyan talaga yan. Like, sometimes yung loyalty to a company, you don't even have to say it.
If you're treated well. Yeah.
Oh, they will be like this, like Al Macchiato.
Because like, why would you be loyal to a company that doesn't treat you well?
Exactly.
Very true. Diba?
And for Maxim De Winter, super bait mo sa akin. Kaya ako naman, hindi kita tinatarayan o quits tayo. Kay Maxim, yung kanyang kindness to you is not a positive. It's the absence of a negative.
It's an absence.
Well, I mean, at least there is no negative.
Uh-oh. So hindi kanya sasabihin ng pag nag-good morning ka, sasagutin kanya ng, it was a good morning until I saw you.
Oh no.
Wala na siyang mga ganon. Nina Hidalgo says, I think actually dapat ito yung number one for the day. You make us laugh every day. Pwede yung isang prank day. Kaya ito, we're here for you. Maging silent or ume-entering rushers, we love you.
Aww.
Sabi nga ni Chichi Chronicles, may isa pa.
Ano?
Sagot nyo yung laughter sa umaga, sagot namin ng kape at breakfast.
Ay, parang okay yan.
Fave. Alam mo yan si Chichi.
Approve this message.
Ano yan na? Nag-climb ng ibang level si Chichi. Ay, diba? Lately. Oh.
Chichi's up. Yeah.
Uh-oh.
Up there.
Talaga Queen Chichi. Gumawa ng charts. No? And Maxim De Winter says, umutang ka ng 200. Pero nagbayad ka ng lunch ko na 150. Tapos nagbayad ka sa coffee mo na 120. Eh ako naman nagbayad ng pamasahe na 45. Tapos yung pinadeliver natin, ikaw nagbayad ng 75. Tapos binalik mo sa akin yung 200. Basta quits na lang tayo.
Alam mo, sometimes it gets so confusing. It really does. When you're constantly together and spending money together.
Super.
Like for us, yung coffee natin every day. That's why I have to note. Pag hindi ko na nanonote, minsan I'm just like, can we just go back to zero? Yeah. Sige, hindi ko na alam kung ano yung, kung lugi na ako. That's, pero like,
that's exactly what End of 11 said. Either my friend or I would pay when we go out to the point that we've lost track of how much we owe each other. So we just agreed, back to zero na lang. I mean, it's either just you or me, right? Who paid more, but okay, back to zero. Para lang.
And if you love them, it doesn't matter that much.
Yeah, you just go back to zero.
Mm.
The Super James says, we weren't rich, but my parents saw to it that we had our needs met and some of our wants. So now that both of us siblings are working, we make sure that they will have the best retirement.
I love that.
Oh, that's nice.
So see, that's what I mean eh. Minsan hindi mo na kailangan sabihin dun sa anak mo to take care of you. I mean, they will do it.
Mag-uunahan pa sila.
Magkukusa pa sila. Mm.
I think the less you ask, the more
you know, that's true.
You get.
That is true. From Chichi Chronicles, pag nagkamali kang malditahan ako, eh galit na tayo, even in the subsequent lifetimes. Maalam mo, malay mo.
Pa in the next lifetime.
Malay mo, doesn't it happen to you minsan? You encounter a person, they've done nothing to you.
You don't like them.
But there's something about them you don't like. And you can't explain it.
Maybe you were enemies in a past life.
Maybe you were arch enemies in a past life.
Maybe.
Hey,
if you believe in that.
It's a thing. It really is. I mean, I've talked about this on air before. I saw a couple of my past lives and even Chico is in one of my past lives.
What were we again? Wasn't somebody a
dog? You were my owner. I was a dog. And you were a little girl.
Let's recreate.
This is your...
Go on all fours.
Suot mo yung Safira outfit.
Sige.
Oo. Parang
this is
G.
Like my most Our recent video. Life, I was a dog, and your most recent life in, well, in this.
You were a little girl.
You were a little girl
I'm
who took care of me.
Look at that wee lass.
Yeah.
And I'm still
ass.
A dog.
You're still a dog.
I mean, look.
Pero ano ah, you had good karma as a dog because you're now like a co-host.
See?
Elevate.
Look at
elevate
us.
Ka.
And we lived in New York.
Oh, I knew when I was in... That's why New York is my favorite.
We were New York.
I was a little goyal. I was a little goyal.
But I never
New
knew
York.
What happened to you. All I know is that I lived a very good life in the care of your family.
Because I'm very good with animals. You animal, you.
Baka next lifetime si ano, Brucey na yung...
Oh,
ghost!
Oh my gosh, can you imagine?
Oh,
si Brucey.
Blushy.
I
swear, the way we would baby talk,
I know, right?
That 9-year old
diba,
dog,
no?
We were like, Blushy, where's Brucey?
And also, from Coco Hernandez, quits na tayo, walang sasaya. Pag iniwan mo ko for someone else, I'll make sure miserable din kayo para quits.
Alam mo, nakakapagod to live life that way,
yeah.
Ha? Like, alam mo yon, trying to sabotage someone's happiness, tapos just always...
Even if they deserve it,
trying
they hurt
to,
you.
Oo. Oh,
parang in the end, parang talo
ikaw
ka
rin. Din yung talo. Because you're gonna spend your life...
It's gonna be very beef.
Yeah. Oh.
Gaganti ka, tas gaganti
your world
ka,
would revolve ka. Around that.
It's the worst. So like, break it's that cycle... Worst. If someone is causing you turmoil and stress, just allow life to handle it for you.
Yes.
Don't
I agree.
Fight.
And the best revenge is just thrive.
To live.
Yeah.
Live a good life.
Live a good
live,
life.
Live, laugh, love.
Thrive. Because at the end of the day, they're miserable. That's why they're attacking
and
you.
And even if they're not, ha? Even if, let's say, they're also thriving, let it go. Basta ikaw okay ka, leave it. Because you don't know... Yung alam mo yung listahan natin sa universe of the good and the bad, hindi mo rin naman alam. So, leave their fate to them and take care of your own.
True.
And mind that, you know? So, minsan, di ba, naiinis tayo, somebody who did bad to us, makikita natin parang, bakit parang successful pa rin siya, but wala siyang downfall. Leave it. Kasi ikaw lang mahirapan with that thought.
Yeah.
That is something that you will be carrying and you don't need that burden. We have so many things to... worry about as it is.
And you don't know what the future holds
and
for them also.
And you don't know what the future holds. Just thrive.
And, you know, just... I know this is hard, but be happy for them. It'll come back tenfold. I mean, there's probably a part of you that's gonna make chismis. Ay, Chico. Nakita mo. But at the back of your mind, you're thinking, I'm happy for them.
Yeah.
Regardless.
Yeah, ako nga ano lang, basta out of sight, out of mind. Like,
yeah.
I'm not gonna wish them well, I'm not gonna wish them ill either. Basta like,
neutral.
You did me wrong, out of my life, tas bahala na sila. Whatever happens
that's
to
that's yours to carry.
That's yours to carry, but my own fate, basta yung ako wala kung gagawa ng masama. And then, you know, just deal with your own stuff. And yeah. make sure you don't do it to others. Diba? So.
True.
And the top. The two tops comes from Simply Nej and Nina Hidalgo.
They both say...
Simply Nej says, oh my God, this is terrible. Quits na tayo. True story. Nung grade school, may classmate akong bully. Tapos, dinikitan niya ng bubble gum yung bangs ng classmate namin.
Oh no.
Wait, there's more. Tapos, kumuha siya ng gunting at ginupit yung buhok na may gum. Sabay sabi ng, ikaw kasi eh. O ayan ha, huwag ka na magsumbong kasi inalis ko na. Quits na tayo.
Oh!
Wow! Iba yung definition niya ng quits ha?
I am gagged. Like, Goops. I don't even know what to do with this entry.
Oh my God.
Can you imagine? Dinikitan na lang yung bubble gum. Ginupit niya, thinking that's how she repairs.
I fixed it.
Now we're quits.
There's a part of me that's trying to look at the bright side. At least it was just the bangs, which is faster to grow than if you stick it at the
right
back.
There.
But it's what frames your face.
It's what frames your
and
face.
And if you cut it too short, you're gonna look so weird.
Mukhang bunot.
Alam mo, speaking of bunot, I don't know if Westy Juemi is listening. Yeah. Ginawa niya to sa sarili niya. There was one year, I think we were in grade 5, yung buhok niya, sorry Jamie, sobrang weird kasi ganito, may bangs siya. Oh. She wanted to get rid of the bangs. But instead of waiting for the bangs to grow, di ba syempre, if you want to get rid of your bangs, you grow it out. Pahahabain mo para pumantay na dun sa hair mo. She cut it to the root. Para mawala yung bangs. Sorry, Jamie.
Hindi gusto ko yung sa ano, nakikita niyo yun sa
so,
Twitter.
Hindi siya humahaba.
That viral so ano, akala niya ang paggupit ng bangs, you pull the entire thing.
And then you
tapos
cut.
Tapos you cut it straight.
Uh-uh.
So pag cut niya ng straight,
oh, edi,
alam mo,
pagbitaw
niya,
it's terrible!
Like a bowl. Tapos yep. yung mukha niya, di ba that's why when hairdressers cut your, nakalaylay, tapos igaganon nila.
You cut from the bottom.
You don't pull it.
And you cut like vertically usually when you cut your bangs. You don't
gosh,
pull it kasi yeah, it's gonna
it.
Go
magiging
up.
Magiging upside down you.
Diba? So weird.
And from Nina Hidalgo, quits na tayo. My mom would always say, to raise my child the way she raised me is reward enough for her. Very pay it forward. Parang hindi mo kailangan ibalik sa akin yung ginawa ko sa iyo para maging quits tayo. Mm. Just be a good parent to your kid because that's your duty and that's my reward that I raised a child who will eventually become a good parent herself.
No, I like that.
Yung parang, you know, you pay it forward and hopefully if you do a good job, your child will do the same to their child.
Mm. True.
And so on and so forth. And tama yun eh. Somebody was saying in the comment section, Kriska was saying, bullies are really made at home.
Like, yeah.
Yeah. It really is. True. You know, it may sound harsh, but it really is up to the parents to raise, you know, good citizens. If you don't curb that behavior at home, if you let it pass, and you
it's
just always...
It's gonna get worse.
You're always like, oh, aren't they cute? Ne bata yan, hayaan mo na.
Yeah.
Then it'll just become...
Oh,
they'll
no.
become bad adults.
And now Jamie's saying good morning.
Hello, Jamie.
He talked about her hair.
How are your buns?
Yes, Hannah, it happened in grade school.
In grade school. Uh-oh.
Oh, my gosh.
Okay, what about us? Quits na tayo.
I should have thought about it.
Alam mo, sa totoo lang, this is not Miss Universe answer. But I really feel more, infinitely more obliged to be quits when somebody does me good more than when somebody does me bad.
You mean you somebody does something good for you, you want to do something good for them?
Yes. Like I feel like nahiya ako. Like, oh my gosh, they did the favor for me. I have to return the favor.
It's more utang na loob.
More than, you did me bad, ngayon gagantihan kita. It's usually, like, I'm really more of, my gantinak with that is, I don't want you in my life. Because I don't want you to do it to me again. Pero yung actual act na ginawa mo, unless it's a crime, I don't feel the need to get revenge. I don't like the feeling. Mm. And to be honest, like, even if I do get to exact revenge, I don't feel great. So I just stop doing it, you know? So, yun. So I feel like yung quits na tayo, it's more for me, more of because you did something nice for me, I feel the need to return it. Because I get overwhelmed with kindness because it's not very often.
To be honest, I feel like medyo yan yung natural evolution of a human being.
Mm.
Like, I do feel like I'm the same way now. Now, if you do something good for me, I want to reciprocate. Like, do even better. Alam mo yon? Like, give you even more. But in the past, I wasn't always like that. I was the type who would want the exact revenge. If you wronged me,
true.
Oh, I will give it back to you tenfold.
Yeah.
Ganon.
Ako more of ano na ako kasi ngayon eh. If you do something bad to me, then I'm like, okay, I'm not going to give you the power to do it to me again. So malamang, I'll stay away from you. So like, gets. Like, I won't encounter you. Like, I'll try to minimize our encounters. I'll try to not hang out with you. That kind of thing.
I don't know what I can share eh. Kasi parang it's gonna... I don't wanna... expose myself.
Your crimes.
Crimes against humanity.
Na, in-update na ni Hannah si Jamie. Tinatang ni Jamie, ano nangyari? Kakaano ko lang. Tapos sabi ni Hannah, Jamie, ginupit mo yung bangs mo.
She really did! She did!
Yeah.
So she had like yung super short bangs.
Sabi niya, oo.
Maalala na rin.
She really
niya.
Did. She
oh, sabi
did.
Ni Hannah, share mo na, Hazel.
Ayoko! Ang dami eh. Ang dami kong ginawa.
Quits na tayo. I'm still waiting for the revenge from my brother. That one time when I got a call from a random person in Denmark.
And I was with Marky. And I was like, is this the reaction of a brother? Can I tell the story?
I'll go.
From my point of view.
I'll go.
So we were at the train station in Japan.
No, Taiwan.
Taiwan. And then Marky's phone rings. Hello? Yes? Yes, this is he. Oh, how is he? Oh, okay. Okay. Okay, thank you. Thank you. Chico, my brother is passed out somewhere in...
Denmark.
Denmark. Well, I was like, oh my gosh, is he okay? No, no, no. He's just like...
drunk.
Like, drunk. And some stranger got his wallet and called the phone number there. And I guess they got my phone. And I was like, oh my gosh, you have to tell your parents.
Oh.
And then like, yeah. So he called up his mom and told her, ha 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 ha. Eric is passed out today. Akala ko naman yung parang out of concern and out of like... Tapos sabi ko... aren't you worried? Hindi, kasi ano yan eh. Golden boy yan eh.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
No, but so, the thing is with Eric...
But he made sure naman that Eric was okay.
I made sure that Eric was okay. But also, Eric is the kind of person that without thinking, he'll say it. Even if like, for example, Kai or myself make like a white lie or whatever with my parents, he's gotta make it right.
He's going to... Yeah.
So, he's been doing this his whole life, making it right, quote-unquote.
Yeah.
And, like, Kai and I would get the punishment. So, now...
The rightful punishment.
The wrongful punishment.
Kakasabi mo lang lies.
White lies.
Parang ikaw yung nagdikit ng bubble gum sa bangs ng babae.
Oh, very that.
Gaslighter. Kasalanan pa ni Eric, ha?
No, but we love Eric. It's just, you know, I'm still waiting for my revenge.
Okay.
It's gonna happen.
Hindi ako gaslighter when it comes to that. I'm the type na yung parang kanina, you wouldn't know that I already got my revenge.
Oh.
I would be very sneaky about it. Well, yeah. I used to be sneaky about it. Mm. Like, because it would just make me feel better. I don't care if you know na nakagante ako.
Yeah.
Na,
but it's
baka in your head, you know, parang you got one over me na never nakitang nabalikan. But okay na ako na in your head, ganun yung nangyari.
Para, oh,
but
ako, alam
as
ko,
long as I know that I got one over you. Like, for example, di ko sinasabing ginawa ko to, pero kunyari, yung parang may ginawa ka, di ba? And then like, which pissed me off.
Yeah.
Then I could do something random, like maybe, I don't know, pee in your cup or something. You're drinking.
Ayoko naman kape.
And then, like, but you know, I wouldn't be so horrible. Like, I'd wash it after. It's just the thought that I peed in your cup.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Something like that.
Like, for example, right? You take Hazel's property in Monopoly Deal.
You know, I just took, you took 10 million from me. How much did I take from you? 10 million. Quits na tayo. Diba? Quits lang. Quits.
Quits.
Diba? Ganun.
Daphne Marcos, never play Monopoly.
Kaya nga, hindi pwede. Ano ba yung minasabihin ako?
Pero mas malala talaga ako gumanti. Actually, for me, yung quits na tayo, it means quits na tayo if I do something worse than what you did. Kasi nga, again, ang belief ko is if ikaw ang nauna, ang quits, hindi yung gagawin ko lang yung ginawa mo. It has to be gagawin ko yung ginawa mo plus one. Kasi hindi kita inaano, but you started it.
Now,
I'ma finish it.
Rewind to the start of this episode and listen to what Chico had to say about Hazel. Vary that.
What?
You said that.
What did I say?
You said si Hazel will make Gante tenfold.
Ah, yeah. Hindi man tenfold, pero plus one.
Plus one. Oh, hindi kasi, diba? Inaano ba kita? Kumbaga,
you starting, kunyari 10 yung ginawa. If you give me 10, but
I'll give you 15.
You started. Akala ko ba plus one?
Oh, sige. 11.
Naging plus five. Naging plus one. Kakasabi mo lang plus one eh.
Plus one.
So, ibabalik niya sa'yo 11. Kasi, starting is like a plus one.
Yes.
Yeah, parang ganun.
Mm. Which is for me, yun ang quits.
Yun ang quits. Yeah, makes sense.
Yung parang pag sinampal ka, sampalin mo twice. Ganun. Back to back.
Mm, okay. Mm,
ganun lang. Okay.
Oh. So, pag kinis ka,
kiss mo twice.
Ay! Or, ibahin mo yung location. Hindi, pag kinis ka sa left, kiss mo siya sa right. Parang ganun, di ba?
Kung kinis ka sa right, kiss mo sa left.
Oy, oh, di ba?
Oo.
Yung mga ano, yung mga parang like, kunyari kinis mo siya sa cheek. Tapos na, oh, kiss mo rin ako sa cheek. Tapos pagpapakiss na siya, last minute, bigla kang gagawin.
No.
Ah!
Mga fantasy! Woo! Child. Anyway.
Yeah, sabi ni J.N. Change, kaka-Holy Week lang. Okay. So,
we're back to unholy.
I know. Well, thank you for joining us. And we'll see you again tomorrow.
Yes, we will be back. We'll see you again tomorrow.